news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tensions are running high between India and Pakistan after India fired missiles into Pakistani-controlled territory. The strikes killed more than two dozen people. Here's the BBC's Azeda Mashiri.
The government says five locations were targeted, some of them in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. These were areas that the government had encouraged journalists to visit and said were areas that India claimed were militant training camps. Since the deadly attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had vowed he would hold the perpetrators to account. Pakistan has consistently denied any involvement and called for an independent investigation.
Meanwhile, Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 59 people as Israel prepares to ramp up its offensive. Israel blames Hamas for the death toll because it operates from civilian infrastructure, including schools. President Trump isn't backing away from his tough talk on tariffs. He's making it clear that other countries need to deal with the United States.
We will sign some deals, but much bigger than that is we're going to put down the price that people are going to have to pay to shop in the United States. Think of us as a super luxury store, a store that has the goods.
Today's the day that Real ID goes into effect. Travelers taking a domestic flight and using a state-issued ID to get through security must have one that meets federal Real ID requirements. Homeland Security officials say people without Real ID will be able to fly after clearing additional identity checks. Catholic cardinals will soon sequester themselves at the Vatican for the start of a conclave to elect the next pope. The 133 cardinals will be locked inside the Sistine Chapel, where they will vote in secret and in silence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
It is midweek. Good Wednesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
The West Side Outer Loop delay, already there. It's early today, 795 down through Liberty Road towards I-70 and Route 40. Don't see anything in the roadway. It was bunched up a little bit here at Liberty Road about 4 or 5 minutes ago. It's a little better now, but we're dealing with that construction area as you're traveling on the Outer Loop. So that backup is already there. The Inner Loop at Green Spring is good. The Parkville side is clear. A little slowing southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel, but nothing major. 95 is okay. The ramp area at Camden Yards looks good. Southern Anne Arundel County and down through the area of Southern Maryland, there's a wreck on Route 4 northbound as you're coming into Wason's Corner. Looks like we might be down to one lane on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain to slow you down today. Blue skies, mild temperatures, 78. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers in the afternoon, 80 the high. Scattered showers Friday and getting cooler near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now mostly in the 50s. Pikesville has 54. Downtown Baltimore is 58 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Governor Wes Moore held his third bill signing ceremony of 2025 yesterday. Among the legislation signed into law was the Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which the governor says the new law strengthens Maryland public education's system. Other measures signed aim to ensure greater access to state benefits for Maryland's veterans and military families and strengthen ethical standards for Maryland's elected governors with a requirement to place all interests in a blind trust except those exempted by the State Ethics Commission. During a meeting of the U.S. Naval Academy Board of Visitors, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen called for the restoration of nearly 400 books removed from the Academy's library. The books were removed last month after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office reviewed and eliminated materials promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Van Hollen, who is a member of the board, says as the Naval Academy faces increasing political interference, it is more important than ever to uphold the integrity of the institution, and that includes ensuring that its academic freedom is not threatened. Anne Arundel County's new automated red light traffic enforcement program, it goes live today. The program uses fixed red light camera units to improve safety on area roadways. Cameras located at westbound Arundel Mills Boulevard and Arundel Mills Circle and northbound George Claus Boulevard at Quarterfield Park Drive. And thieves have been stealing copper wire from athletic fields in Maryland. In Carroll County, copper wire was stolen from light poles at Deer Park and Westminster, along with Memorial Field and Magan Field. Over the past year, multiple copper wire thefts have also been reported in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties. 6:06, next, Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
In 6/22/25, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O's with a big whiff last night in Minnesota.
2-2 swung and a missed, and Pablo Lopez strikes out the side here in the top half of the first inning. All down on strikes, all swinging against Pablo Lopez.
And all downhill after that. Call courtesy of MNNT, that's Twins Television. The Birds whiffed 17 times in all last night. Kate Povich gives up 5 big ones in the third, and the Orioles land with a thud. 9-1 was the final in Minnesota. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde sums it up.
That's the story. Yeah, we got nothing going offensively. Thought Kate just had one bad inning. Just misfired on a couple pitches. Gave us six innings. We just pretty empty offensively.
Only 3 hits last night for the Birds. Everybody in the Oriole lineup struck out, including Kobe Mayo, who got his first big chance on the road with 3 strikeouts last night. Looked completely overmatched. Caps and Canes last night. Game 1 in D.C. goes to overtime.
Now Orloff around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game 1 in overtime!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. The Hurricanes fired 65 shots last night. 32 blocked by the Caps, but 2 got by. 2 won the final in D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's going to be no Triple Crown winner this year. And that is Stein on Sports.
What should we get, Mom, for Mother's Day?
Well, she's always complaining about the messy house. How about roses?
Well, that'll cover up your stinky feet, but what about the rest of the house?
I know. Let's call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? Like getting the whole house clean? You actually had a great idea for once.
MaidPro.com, the mother of all ideas for a Mother's Day. So don't be a bonehead. Whether you're a son or daughter, father or friend, buy her what she really wants. Someone to clean up the mess that you made. Call before May 31st and get $25 off your first clean.
You know, nobody asked Luke what he thinks.
Maid Pro!
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, May 7, 2025. Real ID Day.
Yeah.
I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Ollier.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour, Mayor Scott proposes his budget. Says no new taxes, but there are lots of fee increases. Where have we heard that before? Minnesota Governor Tim Walz won't go away. But our top story here, and by the way, Ed Hale Sr. is going to join us a little bit later on in the show to talk about whether or not he's going to challenge Governor Westmore in the Democrat primary for 2026. He'll be in studio with us a little bit later on in the show. Governor Moore, speaking of which, signing the blueprint for the future bill yesterday. The blueprint for Maryland's future is a decades-long, multi-billion-dollar education spending plan. I think all told, it's like $40 billion before when you add it all up. That calls for pumping billions and billions and billions of dollars into classrooms, as if we haven't done that already, around Maryland, hoping, not guaranteeing, hoping that the educational outcomes will improve.
We make these adjustments because we do believe in the blueprint for Maryland's future.
Yeah, well, the Democrats believe in it. I don't believe in it because we've seen Baltimore's, what, third, fourth, fifth, something like that, in education spending per pupil. And how far has that gotten us so far? But Moore said the pause in collaborative time, that's what they're cutting. This is for 2 years. And this gets very teacher union type of lingo on collaborative time, how much time teachers can spend collaborating with each other on their lesson plans, on outside the classroom, so on and so forth. He says that the spending cut in this particular case doesn't go far enough.
It will not surprise any of you that I believe we did not go far enough.
He says it didn't go far enough, but Senate President Bill Ferguson said, hey, this is an important investment. When you hear a Democrat say investment, that means a tax.
Take more money from
more
you.
More money, tax hike, more money out of your pocket.
The blueprint is one of the most important investments that we are making. Our education system is our competitive advantage, and so ensuring that it is moving towards world class is an absolutely essential goal for Maryland's economic development.
But does Maryland have a competitive advantage in our education system? Sure, there are certain jurisdictions like Howard County, Montgomery County, a few others maybe in Western Maryland or Eastern Shore that seem to be outperforming. But Baltimore City, the education is abysmal. Prince George's County, not too good. So do we really have a competitive advantage? And are we really moving to a world-class system? But the thing that bothered me the most is that where's the money coming from? Because there was no funding mechanism, and we're going to find out where that money's going to come from. And give you one little guess. It's going to come from us, okay? But the question is, how do we get there? We'll hear from Senate President Bill Ferguson on where the future funding of the blueprint for the future is going to come from.
You know that right rear pocket you have in your slacks? That button in that right rear pocket? It's time to actually button it tight, because that's where the money's going to come from. 613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Hey, good morning. We just made a quick check in Annapolis, and no problems there. Coming on to the Bay Bridge from Stevensville, and then from that point to Sandy Point, over to Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge, over towards Roe Boulevard, Parole, I-97. All the lanes are open. No backups right now. They'll be around later at I-97 at Route 32. We're back at both the Harbor Tunnel. So far, very manageable here. Left tube a little bit slow right now, but it looks like we're going into and then out of the tunnel on the southbound side. 895 was beginning to slow just a bit just after the O'Donnell Street ramp, so that's not too bad. Beltway on the west side filled in quickly already this morning, and it's busy from 795 down to Frederick Road. Southern Maryland, there's a wreck there. Still down to one lane, apparently, coming into Wason's Corner as you're traveling north on Route 4. I'm Chef Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast: sunny, dry today, mild and 78. Thank goodness, no rain. Except for tomorrow. No scattered showers. Storms returned. 80. Friday rain possible. But Saturday and Sunday, Mom's Day, looking really, really nice. So just get through this week, and a really nice weekend is shaping up here, coming up, including Mother's Day. Right now, cloudy, 59 in Annapolis, 55 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. The real ID deadline is today. So if you're traveling in a federal airport or going in a federal building, you're going to need a passport if you do not have a star on your driver's license. So if there's a little upper right-hand corner, if there's no star, you're not real ID compliant. This was passed 20 years ago, coming out of 9/11. So again, no passport, no driver's license with a star. What happens? I guess you can't get on the plane. I guess illegal aliens will be flying government charter at that point.
I heard they were letting you fly.
Really? They're not supposed to?
You had to go through additional screening, but when you did that, they would still let you fly.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's well, what good is it then? What is the additional screening? Is it a 20-minute interview? Or
Take you off to the side, ask you some questions.
I heard there was a strip search involved.
Well, then I'm heading. What airport was that?
That's at Tampa International.
It was Feeler International.
That's right.
Feeler International.
It was Bendover Airport in Arkansas.
Yes, right next to Newark.
That's right. New Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney had a tense meeting with Donald Trump in the Oval Office on Tuesday. At one point, Carney said, "Canada will never be for sale." And Trump told him, "After the tariffs, I'll be able to buy you an Amazon." We'll see what happens with that.
Buy him a Tesla. He's such an honorary guy.
I know. Papal conclave begins today. Experts think the voting will come down to three candidates: Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, and Ralph Fiennes. They were in the movie. If you didn't see the movie, the movie was interesting.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was a good movie, but it took a lot of creative
ripped
license
from the headlines.
Yeah, Kamala Harris was surprise guest at Monday's Met Gala. How did she find time to go to the Met Gala? Doesn't she have a job? Oh, wait.
No, she doesn't.
Wait. She really doesn't.
The outfit, this black and white outfit, she looked like those black and white cookies. You know, it was half black, half white. Okay, fine.
Oh, it's a good thing you didn't say Oreo.
No, the black and white cookies were half it's dipped.
Oh, half black, half white. Yeah. Right, the black and whites, yeah. Not to be confused with the black bottoms.
No, that's different.
Right. It's very different.
I'm not approaching any of this.
The once ubiquitous app Skype is officially no more.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. Fine. If you're a FaceTime or WhatsApp user, you've never heard of Skype. It's like the rotary phone of video conferencing.
Yeah.
That's all we can say about that.
Loved it because it was free, man.
And a new groundbreaking study claims that people who have a near-death experience radically change how they view their careers. Before nearly dying, people didn't want to go to work. After nearly dying, they really, really, really don't want to go to work.
Yes. Ask anybody who's ever worked in radio. They'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck, you're familiar with the concept of dying. Sometimes you do it five or six times a show.
Yeah.
Well, what can I tell you? But I'm still here.
But see, doesn't realize all this is rehearsal. It's rehearsal for June 20th.
Yes.
Bruce.
We're testing these lines out as we go.
Come June 20th.
He doesn't even want to say. He doesn't even want to go
there.
They
have a crime scene tape where you're sitting.
Do you know you can bet on who the next pope is going to be?
Yeah.
Online betting prediction markets, Polymarket and Kalshi started taking bets on who will succeed Pope Francis within hours of his death last month. $17 million has poured in.
No kidding.
On the betting on the pontiff.
Let me ask you this. When they're all meeting and they're all closed in there, do they eat?
Pasta.
I know.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
Do they serve them something to eat?
Oh, it's they must.
They're not going to starve them.
Okay. Do they serve it on papal plates?
Papal plates.
Papal plates. He went a long way for that one. He really did. I'm going to give you an A for an effort on that one.
I tried that out on my wife last night.
Execution was
A+.
I
tried it out on Kristen, and now I thought I would put it in.
Well, we noticed you're laughing uproariously in the other room.
Yes. You know? In fact, Kristen just got up off the floor.
Yeah, she's finally done laughing about it.
I thought maybe she was throwing up. I didn't know she didn't like it that much.
It's a time joke, right? So over time, we'll actually understand it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Anyway. I still don't understand why he was the Pope, but now he's Everything else is the people. Because you're not the Pape, you're the Pope.
Well, it says it right in their constitution. It says, we the people.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And if you're in Dundalk, you met the Pape.
It was for the people, by the people.
I never could understand. Why isn't it Popal?
Should be.
Why isn't it the Papal Mobile?
Anyway, you want to know who the favorite is?
Yes, please.
The favorite is Cardinal Secretary of State Pietro Parolin, 70 years of age, an Italian who basically was a Francis Goomba. He's emerged as a 15-8 favorite to become the next pontiff, slightly better than 2-1 odds. After that, another cardinal being a leading contender is Luis Antonio Gokim Tagle, or Tagle, of the Philippines, so-called the Asian Francis for his liberal leanings. I don't think they're going to go as left as they did with Francis. I think the College of Cardinals is going to swing it back to the center. That's just my prediction.
He's a 70-year-old guy. He'll be around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in theory.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
You just never know. But so you know how they determine it's the smoke. You know what they do? The ballots, after they vote, you know, they burn the ballots.
Right.
So normally the ballots blow black when they burn them. And when they finally elect a pope, they add a chemical to those burned ballots, which causes the puff of white smoke.
I was just wondering how that was working.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday they came out orange.
Yeah, the test.
Yes.
Yeah.
The test ballot was orange.
That was funny.
That was very funny. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and A. Let me ask you something. How far is your Social Security really going these days? For a lot of homeowners, it's gone before it even hits the bank in many cases. Maybe you're still paying a mortgage. Maybe it's credit cards or just the rising cost of everything. If that sounds familiar, you need to call our good buddy Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. Mark has helped thousands of homeowners, 62 years of age and older, get the money that you need to stay in the home you love with no required monthly mortgage payment. Now, a reverse mortgage can pay off your existing mortgage and other debts, wiping out your monthly payments, putting more money back in your pocket without giving up the ownership of your home. And the money you get is tax-free, and you decide how you're going to pay it back, when you want to pay it back. It is safe, federally insured, puts you in control how to use your money. So if your check is going out the door faster than it's coming in, or you're just tired of barely getting by, do yourself a favor. Call our good buddy Mark, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070 for a free no-obligation in-home visit. You'll be glad you made the call.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23 right now, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck?
And we're back on the west side looking at the backup. Starts early these days as you're coming south from 795 through Liberty Road, and then we're looking down towards the area around Dogwood Road, I-70, and the triple bridges there, and then towards Route 40. Everybody's moving. The pace is good, and there are no issues right now through there. We dodge the bullet every time we get through there coming south through the construction at Liberty Road. After Route 40, we're clear and then heading down the hill towards 95. Have not seen any problems on the southwest side of the Beltway. Looks good looking live here at the ramp at the BW Parkway and down the Beltway with the lanes open towards I-97. The wreck in the southern part of Maryland has cleared now. Route 4 is back open coming into Wason's Corner. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and mild today, 78, 60 tonight, and then the rains return. Scattered showers, storms return tomorrow, 80. Friday, rain possible, 70. Weekend, gorgeous. Right now, mostly cloudy, 55 in Ellicott City, 54 in Reisterstown. Once again, progressive Marxist Democrats in one of the, largest money laundering schemes known to man. Teachers' unions take dues from their teachers. Those dues go to Washington or to Annapolis or to. But the first endorsement Governor Moore had when he announced, was the teachers' union endorsement. And so, in this particular case, they return money back in this blueprint for future, $40 billion over the next 12 years. And so where is this money coming from? We can't afford it. Republicans have been saying that. Remember, Governor Lockdown Larry, to his credit, he basically said, can't afford it. He vetoed it, but the Democrats overrode his veto anyway. And here, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 challenging Senate President Bill Ferguson on where or how you're going to pay for this.
Without a dedicated funding source, will this always be a conversation for lawmakers to figure out what else needs to change to pay for it?
We have a dedicated funding source for the blueprint. It is the general fund. Whoa. And the question is, that does it cause trade-offs for other things? And that's where we'll have to see where we are over time.
There it is.
Trade-offs, we'll have to see. What the hell does that mean? Of course it's going to involve trade-offs, or it's going to mean more and more taxes on the citizens. And they don't get it. They don't get the idea that you do that, and even more Marylanders will become ex-Marylanders because of the tax burden.
But this is what they do. They take surpluses, the $5.5 billion surplus left to Governor Moore. He squandered it, and then allegedly creates a $3 billion his own surplus. It went into a deficit, and now there's some kind of surplus based on what? The incredible $1.7 billion tax increase here in the state of Maryland. And we could not afford this blueprint for the future. We can't afford the red line to nowhere. And we can't afford this Climate Solutions Control Act of 2022. All of that. Unaffordable, unsustainable. Scott Bessent said yesterday, the debt that we are facing as a nation is an unsustainable path. What Maryland is doing, even though they're required to balance the budget constitutionally, they're going to be back soon in special session. We'll talk about that later on in the show. And Senate Minority Leader Republican Steve Hershey says this is absurd what they're asking us to swallow in this blueprint for the future.
It should be delayed further. Basically, the blueprint at that point, we're paying teachers not to teach.
But that's how things work in Democrat-dominated, one-party control Maryland. We'd rather pay teachers not to teach to make sure we can get the teachers' vote and the teachers' union. Because that's how it works in this state. The teachers' unions are controlled by Democrats and vice versa.
Yeah. The teacher union will say, we'll give you all the votes you need to win. Politicians will then vote the way the teachers' union want them to vote. They'll then somehow funnel money back to the teachers' union, who will then turn around and funnel it back to the campaigns of those people they have to support.
But listen to this fiscal malpractice, if you will, the mismanagement by Senate President Bill Ferguson. The general fund is not a dedicated funding source and has not been identified as such in the blueprint for the future. Now, I remember Governor Moore's staff testifying before the Maryland General Insane Asylum, basically saying that the governor was willing to commit some kind of dedicated funding in the future. They never identified it in those hearings. But here yesterday has an opportunity to not sign the bill and not put us down this a path of fiscal irresponsibility and recklessness, but he did it anyway. Why? Because the teachers' unions own him, lock, stock, and barrel. That's why. It's as simple as that. They will not practice good fiscal responsibility. They'd rather basically, man, they're making a choice. Who's going to punish them more? Taxpayers, the state of Maryland, or the teachers' unions in the state of Maryland? And by the way, they live more in fear of the teachers' union than they do the taxpayers.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, the teachers' union guarantee their votes. And they take, look, this is one thing about I mean, I'm a member of a number of different unions, but the one thing about the teachers union is basically they have a guaranteed source of income, and that is the teachers, and then the income is supplemented by those individuals in Annapolis who will say, I want the teachers' votes, I better give them some more money. It's quite a circle, you know, it's a circle of self-interest.
Yeah, it's a grand money laundering scheme. No schemes involved with Vinny Steele. You enlist him to sell your home because once you both agree on asking price and time frame, Vinny's going to sell it. And if he doesn't sell it in that time frame for that asking price, he then buys it. He pays you in cash. So once you sign on the dotted line, you sign a contract with Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, you are guaranteed to sell your home. That simple. And he can guarantee that sale based on the database of tens of thousands of ready, willing, and able buyers interested in your home. Before even it hits the open market or MLS, you get eyes on it. In many cases, people list with Vinny and they don't realize their home is already sold until somebody has to call them and tell them, oh, by the way, yeah, your home just sold. Not in weeks or months or years, in days, in some cases, minutes. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Tell Vinny I told you to call. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. This news being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev at 410-944-3100 or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Attleboro County's new automated red light traffic enforcement program goes live today for those of you in AA County. Program uses fixed red light camera units to improve safety on area roadways. So far, cameras will be located at westbound Arundel Mills Boulevard at Arundel Mills Circle and northbound George Klaus Boulevard at Quarterfield Park Drive. The red light cameras will operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A 30-day warning period goes into effect this morning before citations are actually issued. The fine for violating the red light control signal is $75. Thieves have been stealing copper wire. I say it ain't so, but it's true. In Carroll County, copper wire was stolen from light poles at Deer Park and Westminster, along with Memorial Field and Magan Field. Over the past year, the multiple copper wire thefts have also been reported in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties. Area law enforcement are looking into the thefts, and some jurisdictions are replacing the copper with other materials or installing tamper-proof access panels. Power Plant Live has announced that Nevermore Hall will be taking over the space formerly known as Ramshead Live. Officials say the name of the venue is a nod to Edgar Allan Poe, and it will feature new state-of-the-art production capabilities, reimagined interiors, and a renewed commitment to hosting the best in live entertainment. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, louder news from last night coming up, and also coming up, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Pick three lottery number from last night was 638. Your pick 40268. And now it's 633. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And both the harbor tunnels now with delays, and 95 very quickly went all the way back almost to Moravia Road. So now that's a pretty good size backup. I just looked to make sure everybody was going into the tunnel, and I don't see anything at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm back there now. All four lanes are open. No reports of any problem around O'Donnell Street. Looking at the camera there, but a very quick backup already on 95. 895 in turn will start to slow right around Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramps. Already we're in the area of more than a 20-minute delay southbound at both the Harvard Tunnels. If you're in the area around Brooklyn Park, there's a report now of a pedestrian accident at Ritchie Highway at Belgrove Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
No rain to slow you down today. Blue skies, mild temperatures, 78. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers in the afternoon, 80 the high. Scattered showers Friday and getting cooler near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles' bats disappeared last night in Minnesota as Pablo Lopez and four relievers allowed just three hits and struck out 17 birds on their way to a 9-1 pounding of the Orioles, the Birds' 10th loss in their last 14 games. Every Oriole in the lineup struck out at least once. Gunnar Henderson explained what's going on at the plate in general.
I just feel like the big thing is just can't go out there and try to force it to happen. Just got to go out there and try to string it together each and every night, and go out there and try to progress in the right way and not, like I said, force it to happen, because if you try to force it, then obviously you don't really turn out too well. So
Birds fall to a season low 8 games under 500, now a season high 6 games behind the Yanks, who stopped the Padres last night. 12-3 was the final. Caps head coach Spencer Carberry was worried about the frenetic pace that the Carolina Hurricanes would bring to D.C. last night, and his premonition came through against the Caps.
Now Orloff around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. The Canes firing 62 shots at the Caps last night on their way to a 2-1 series opening win. After the game, Caps forward Dylan Strome.
You know, we just did, I feel like we didn't play our style of hockey tonight. We kind of let them dictate the game, and you know, they're a good team when you let them do that.
No doubt. Game two at the Capital One Arena on Thursday night. NBA last night, another buzzer beating finish for Tyrese Halliburton.
9 seconds. They do have a timeout. Carlisle's going to let him play. Halliburton steps back and hits.
With 1.1 seconds to play, the Pacers stunned the Cavaliers 120-119 to take a 2-0 series lead. Out west, Steph Curry goes down with a hamstring in the Warriors' 99-88 win over the Timberwolves. He's questionable for Game 2. Finally, Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty will not run in the Preakness Stakes, ending any chance at a Triple Crown for a seventh consecutive year. Trainer Bill Mott told Preakness officials he plans to enter Sovereignty in the Belmont Stakes on June 7. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what in the world to do about the birds?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
So since you're both foodies, right, your opinion, are the birds cooked? And how would you cook them?
Well, they're six games back, and it doesn't look good with the lack of pitching, the lack of timely hitting, and their defense has suffered this year as well. So I don't know if you stick a fork in them, but they're in deep struggle at this point.
Yeah, I think that this is become a rebuilding year, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, the number of challenges and injuries they had early in the season, it's going to be tough for them to come back from six down in a competitive league.
See, I'm not worried about the six back. I mean, the six is just 1 week, you know, and we're only 5-6 weeks into the season. What I'm worried about is just how they're playing,
right?
Which is, you know, one night gets 17 strikeouts. Another night they can't get a guy out. Another night they can't hit with runners in scoring position. I mean, it's just one thing after another, and you just wonder, like, and I know the manager gets a lot of flack here, but, you know, what about the GM? I mean, he put this thing together.
Yeah.
The manager could only play the pieces.
Well, Martin, of course, we remember from your dating days that you had a number of times where you
can't remember those days.
Yeah, couldn't actually get a hit, so it's... You struck out 17 times sometimes in one night.
1 for 3 is a good night.
Yes.
I used to be.
Especially for Gary.
I'll take 1 for 3. Hey, 1 for 3 and you're in the Hall of Fame.
That's right. Very good. All right. Well, we hope they're not done yet. We hope that there's some kind of miraculous turnaround. But sometimes a spark has to be lit somehow.
Well, let's get a spark.
All right. Is it time to fire the manager?
No!
Not yet.
No, that's your look. That's the usual tactic here.
The usual, but it's not right. I don't think so.
All right, 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. And they lost the election, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Why won't they go away?
Take 6 months, guys, and come back.
Really. It was pretty embarrassing, the campaign you ran, the way you... You basically put the knife in Joe Biden's back. Just go away, lick your wounds, and come back to fight another day. But they just won't go away.
And Tim Walz is out there now. I mean, this is the guy who last week who said basically he was in the campaign because he was the white man whisperer. You know, he could talk to white men out fixing their trucks and convince them that it was perfectly good and okay and a laudable thing to do to vote for Kamala Harris. This guy won't shut up.
It felt like a lot of people were stunned and deer in the headlights, frozen, as they ran roughshod over the Constitution. Their political future, they are far more worried about Donald Trump than they are about their constituents.
By the way, roughshod is a brand new Minnesota term, apparently. This is Tim Walz is continuing a challenge with the English language.
I don't know if what doing makes a difference.
I don't know if what doing makes a difference.
I don't know if what doing makes a difference.
I don't know if what doing makes a difference.
Yeah?
You left out a word here.
Yeah, I think he did. I don't know if what doing makes a difference. This is a man who has exposed way too much to Kamala Harris because what he has to say is just laudable in the Kamala Harris. You can see tomorrow without touching yesterday kind of nonsense. And again, he's going back to being the white man whisperer. Again, this is just from yesterday. He won't give it up no matter how silly he looks doing it.
It's a lot easier for old white men to navigate this stuff. All of this unnecessary destruction is not meant to make government more efficient. It's meant to transfer money to the richest amongst us.
It's pandering. It's undignified and bite me.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's face it. Progressive men aren't real men.
A lot of betas.
And he's a beta. He's a beta that wanted to pretend he was an alpha. Remember, according to Marty, just as a reminder, he couldn't load a shotgun. If you don't know how to load a shotgun, you shouldn't be in your hands.
Yeah, you shouldn't be carrying it. Or you should spend about an hour learning how before you expose yourself to the cameras. Now, Pastor Corey Brooks, African-American pastor of some renown, has decided to comment on Tim Walz. And he takes on the hubris Walz has in basically saying, I am the white man whisperer.
There you have it. The self-appointed man of all white men. The one that has the code to talk to white men and command him as he may. It is hard to believe that such stupidity exists in the year 2025. There's no lowlier man than the one who thinks of himself in racial terms. And Walz is such a man.
Yes, Pastor Corey Brooks, he didn't let up though, Sean. He had more. I mean, if you listen to the manner in which Brooks puts together an analysis of who Tim Walz is, Walz comes off looking not very good at all.
He clearly did deliver the white man in enough numbers to win Harris the presidency of the land. Is the man so delusional that he thinks he holds a mystical grasp of whiteness? I don't even think he thinks this far. His kind of whiteness for him is a virtue of sorts, and this is precisely my point here. For him, whiteness means racism.
Exactly.
Walz's virtue lies in believing that his white skin is racism personified and that he is guilty of the privileges that come with white skin.
And he has to go back and talk to his white tribe and say, it's okay to vote for somebody non-white, you white racists.
Not only is his manly card going to be revoked, but now his whiteness is being called into question, so much so that Ilhan Omar says she's not interested in profiling him.
Wow, that's rough. That's seriously difficult. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Tim Walls Whitaker.
Please, don't go there.
It's... Go ahead before you get yourself in trouble.
I look like one of the La Brea tar pits compared to him.
That's the sun you get on the first hole.
That boy is stone white, and stone goofy is on top of that. Northeast Outer Loop now fills in just a bit at Hartford Road. The Inner Loop at Pikesville, when you come around that curve from Reisterstown Road, that sunshine is right on the windshield as you're going east towards Greenspring Avenue, so definitely be prepared for that. And then the west side, the normal delay, it's been there for a while, 795 to Frederick Road. For some reason this morning, we're extremely busy at both the harbor tunnels. Have not seen a problem, haven't even seen a broken down vehicle, nothing at this point, but both 895 and 95 now are backed up and sitting still at Moravia Road. From that point through the tunnels and out to the south end, 25 to 30 minutes at this particular point. JFX looks good after Ruxton Road. Brooklyn Park, watch for the accident. Apparently a pedestrian struck at Belgrove Road at Ritchie Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, dry, and mild today, 78. Overnight, 60 tomorrow. Scattered showers, storms return, 80. Rain on Friday, 70. Weekend is going to be really nice, especially for Mother's Day. Mostly cloudy, 58 in Dundalk, 57 in Baltimore City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bob Johnson.
Sometimes you just have to bow to the absurd.
Yeah.
Bow to be upset, and it's time for Chuck's Food News. Mission Impossible fans will soon witness the eighth and final installment in the blockbuster franchise, Final Reckoning. This time, our hero Ethan Hunt must locate a special key to thwart the plans of an evil AI entity. No doubt it will involve high adrenaline fight scenes, car chases, explosions. But Regal Cinemas just made it that much more interesting. They've released a popcorn bucket that comes with two keys. You'll only be able to eat your popcorn during the movie if you get the right key. I think it's a great idea. I'm trying to figure out how much this popcorn, Mission Impossible popcorn bucket's going to cost. So your mission, should you decide to accept it, Mr. Bruce,
yes,
is to locate two hidden keys under a latch on top to open your popcorn of bucket.
Boy, that
of popcorn.
Sounds like a hard search right there. Find them under the latch. Wow, who'd look there?
Yeah,
who would look there? Oh, quick update.
Yes. Yeah.
Eastbound I-70, there's a wreck now reported at Route 32. Just changed the camera, and there's no traffic in this camera shot on I-70. So this might be a situation. I'll let you know. Go ahead. Thanks.
As warmer weather approaches, PepsiCo is announcing a new way to elevate your summer sipping experience with the launch of Lipton Fusions. Refreshing lemonade iced tea blend. Isn't that an Arnie Palmer?
Sounds like it, doesn't
it? Yeah. Combining the classic taste of Lipton iced tea with fruity flavors. Well, it's strawberry lemonade, pineapple, mango lemonade as well. So it's just not the regular lemonade. So you have a lemonade-flavored potato chips out by Utz right now. I've not tasted those yet. And now you have the Arnie Palmers in a can. Oreo is giving away 1,000 packages of Cherry Blossom Matcha Oreo Thins to celebrate this spring. So if you're interested in that, this one will really get Chuck salivating at this hour. The Son of Baconator deal is back at Wendy's. For a limited time at participating locations nationwide, you can now get a Son of Baconator for only $3.
Oh, that's good.
That's a great deal.
That's good. No apps and no nothing? Don't have to go in?
Nope. Well, you have to go to Wendy's to get it.
I understand that. That's right. Why it's made at Wendy's.
Right. But you said you don't have to go in. Are you expecting somebody? Are you expecting somebody to bring it to you?
Well, the drive-through, yes.
As per your usual delivery method.
So you want them to pick it up and bring it? You have your own personal drive-through.
I just asked a question
outside the studio. Just checking.
He's hired the daughter of Baconator to deliver the son of Baconator.
Yeah, the son. Well, never mind. Make me say something bad.
Here. I know. Yeah, I thought we're all.
He's signed up Uber Eats to bring him his $3 son of Bacon Eater on a regular basis.
We're going to call it Everybody Eats.
That's right. It's just not Uber. It's Whitaker Eats.
I made Smash Burgers on my Blackstone yesterday.
How'd they come out?
Wonderful.
Now, did you make your own smash burgers, or did you buy them already frozen?
No, I made them.
Okay.
Formed them up, got one of those weights and put on them and smashed them.
What, like those one of those grill weights that you put on top of the burger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really good.
By the way, it's
because Debbie said that's the only weight you've lifted in the last 10 years.
I know. I see. You're making reference to my wife almost every day now.
I just thought it was surprising, Chuck, because I didn't realize that, see, I'm not real familiar with smash burgers. I thought you had to have like a utensil or something to smash them with, not simply sit on them.
I'm going to smash yours with a utensil when I see you, I can tell you that.
And by the way, Debbie is a never-ending source of material for the upcoming roast.
We thank her.
She's a double agent.
Thank her for providing.
Yes, exactly.
Are you buying anything for Mother's Day? I said, no, you keep giving stuff to CBM. I'm not getting a damn thing. You're not my mother anyway.
In that case, she hasn't given us anything, has it?
You ain't my mama.
Okay. So, yes, but she is the mother of something.
Do you buy your wife stuff from Mother's Day?
I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get her a card and...
A card.
Yes.
Wow. You're going all out then, huh, Sean?
Yeah. No, I already got her gift. She wanted this year. She wanted all sorts of flowers and trees for the deck and all sorts of stuff. So that was her gift this year. That's what she wanted.
I have an update on this wreck.
Yes, sir.
Here we go again. Eastbound I-70 tractor trailer has dropped a load of lumber on I-70 eastbound at Route 32. All the lanes are blocked.
Oh no! All right. So that
every day something is happening. Something big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there because there's no traffic in this camera shot on I-70 crossing Route 32. I want to know how you drop a load of lumber if you're on a straight road.
Doesn't mean it means it was not secured properly. That's how you drop it.
Oh, very nice, Mr. Casey. I never thought of that. Okay.
Well, Chuck, I've heard sometimes you're dropping a load anyway. So I mean,
that's nice. You better expel him. I think.
Just passing it along.
Say what?
Yeah. It's amazing. He's writing all these lines down as he goes.
Yeah, I know what he's doing.
Yeah, right.
He's practicing.
He is practicing. Practice makes perfect.
See, I'm not good at picking on Chuck because he's such an amazing guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why we're honoring him with a roast.
Yeah.
In about a month and a half.
There's nothing negative you can actually say about Chuck Whitaker.
No, it's all positive.
Well, no, it's all been said before.
Yeah. In Dundalk, Bruce, as they say, you're nothing but a lar.
A lar?
Lar.
All right, see you in a couple. 651. Rescue Natural Supplements announced the Memorial Day sale is already on. Got about 3 weeks or so to go for Memorial Day, but you can take advantage of the sale, which is rolling back prices to 2010. So the prices have already been slashed at the website, res-q.com. You can go there and see the prices already cut down to 2010 pricing. Right now you can buy two, get one free, or buy three, get two free. Of whatever you prefer at the, of course, Rescue Natural Supplements, whether it's omega-3s or the probiotic or the Vital D3. There's a men's and women's formula for vitamins. There's all sorts of stuff that will help with weight loss. There's the Ideal Weight. There's Metabolock. So, again, there's over 50 different supplements. You ought to go online and check it out. Right now, buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free during the Memorial Day sale. Rolling back prices to 2010 at Rescue Natural Supplements, 1-800-26-ALIVE or at res-q.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good Wednesday morning, 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so here's the new information from this wreck on I-70. It's between Route 97 and Route 32. I'm looking at the camera at Route 97. There's no traffic there. There's no traffic at Route 32. Two tractor trailers are involved, and one report we had from State Highway said there was lumber all over the roadway. Medevac has been called, so right now we're not moving a lot of traffic at all on I-70 eastbound, which means you would probably get off there at Route 97 and then pick up 144 on Frederick Road. But 144 is a cattle trail compared to I-70, so we're going to be prepared for a big delay. That's eastbound. Westbound traffic is open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and mild today with a high of 78. Right now, 58, mostly cloudy in Edgewater, 55 in Forest Hill. Mayor Brandon Scott presented his proposed budget for the next fiscal year at a town hall meeting at Coppin State last night, aiming to address an $85 million budget shortfall. Okay? $85 million, they're in the hole. And listen to what Mayor Scott is claiming that is not going to happen as they close this deficit.
Our proposed budget fills the gap without cuts to city services or layoffs or furloughs to our employees or without any increases to property or income taxes.
Now let's parse the words. Proposed budget fills the gap without cuts of city services or layoffs or furloughs to our employees, or that any increases to property or income taxes. But those aren't the only taxes that the city, there's the sales tax. They try to get that increased during the Maryland General Insane Asylum session, and I got to go back and look to see if that passed or not. So that could be one potential revenue source, because without doing that, are you buying that the $85 billion shortfall can be closed without any of that happening?
Well, my understanding is the governor is going through sofa cushions right now looking for it.
So, you mean the mayor?
The mayor, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah. So Fox 45's Keith Daniels pressed him on, fee increases, permit increases, things of which we saw close to 500 in the first 2 years of Governor Moore and his governorship that were raised exponentially and astronomically here in the state of Maryland, making the quality of life in Maryland even worse than it actually is. So Keith Daniels pressing Mayor Scott on the fee increases.
No increase in property taxes,
no.
But increase in fees.
You're talking about fees like fees for illegal dumping. If people don't want to pay a higher fee for illegal dumping, Keith, they shouldn't illegally dump. If people don't want to pay a higher fee for running a red light or speeding in the school zone, don't do it. And even when you think about our landfill fee that we raised, by and large, Baltimore City residents aren't taking truckloads of trash to the landfill. And that fee, Keith, had not been changed since 1993 when I was 9 years old.
So wait a minute. They're having a problem in Baltimore City with trash piling up in the streets and alleys. And what do? They charge you more to take it to the landfill. Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
I can't see why that's a problem, Sean.
You wonder how these people make it this far. You really do.
Yeah.
Now, there are going to be fee increases for emergency medical service transports. So now you're already hurt or you're sick or you're perhaps on the way to shock trauma. Hey, we're going to get you. You're still breathing. We haven't got, once you die in Maryland, it's tougher to get taxes from you. They can still do it to the estate tax, but that's number one, the EMT tax. Ride sharing is going to be a little portion coming out of the Uber and Lyft taxi rides, trips. And, of course, the landfill use, which we just heard. So, but still, I don't see them being able to close an $85 million gap. Maybe we'll learn more when the city council meets to discuss the budgeting here later this month. The deadline for adopting the budget is June the 26th. But it's just fascinating watching. This is progressive math.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to have to get it from somewhere. And, of course, Mayor Scott's mistake is he was relying on ARPA money. Remember that $641 million?
Yeah.
Where'd that go? Does anybody know where the $641 million went? How do you get $641 million from the city, from the federal government, and end up with an $85 million deficit?
Well, here's another question for you. What's going to happen when the federal government says, you didn't use that for COVID, we're going to claw it back? Then where's going to get the money from a second time to pay back the feds?
Yeah, because we'll talk about this a little bit later on the show, the looming special session that's coming up this fall, because the Trump administration is going to reform Medicaid. And they're going to put in eligibility requirements, which they should. Okay? So there's going to be, it's guesstimated, the state of Maryland could lose over $400 million in federal funding. So that blows a big hole in the state budget, in the city budget. And so they're going to have to go back to square one coming in this fall. Now, they're claiming that that's not going to happen, but we'll see. Because the Medicaid right now, look, when Medicaid was first started, it was meant for pregnant women and impoverished children that needed the most vulnerable aspects of our society, mm-hmm. those that fell through the cracks, the social safety net. It has now become even able-bodied males are collecting Medicaid. I've told the story a million times about musicians that injured their fingers, can yep. no longer play yep. their instrument. They're on disability. That's a whole different issue, Social Security and disability. But again, there are a lot of able-bodied men that are illegal aliens who are collecting Medicaid, and that they're going to be cut off. There are going to be eligibility requirements. You're going to have to work. You know, get back to work.
What a concept.
There is going to be a new concept. And that's, of course, anathema to the progressive Democrats.
Remember how much
we will pay you not to work in exchange for your vote.
Yeah, remember how much pushback Bill Clinton got when he said you're going to have to work to get benefits. So it's going to happen all over again.
Indeed. Coming up next, Christy Noem, Grilled on the Hill at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Domestic air travelers will need to have a real ID card at the airport today. The new requirements take effect after many delays. Homeland Security Secretary Christy Noem says any passengers without real ID should expect additional identity checks.
Folks will come through the line and will be issue their ID and show it. If it's not compliant, they may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly.
A valid passport is an accepted alternative to real ID. Canadian Prime Minister Carney is rejecting President Trump's push to make Canada the 51st state. At their White House meeting yesterday, the president said it would be a beautiful marriage, but Carney said Canada won't be for sale ever. The public and lawmakers want answers about the problems at Newark Airport.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a federal investigation into recent delays and outages at the Newark Liberty International Airport that lawmakers have blamed on outdated technology and longstanding staffing shortages they say have worsened under the Trump administration. Schumer is urging the Federal Aviation Administration's Office of the Inspector General to probe problems at the airport, which included a radar and radio outage last week that left air traffic controllers unable to track aircraft or talk to pilots for 90 seconds. Bill Alexander, Washington.
India has fired missiles at Pakistan in what it said was retaliation for a massacre of Indian tourists. Pakistan called today's strikes an act of war and said more than two dozen people were killed. Mass was celebrated at St. Peter's Basilica this morning ahead of the papal conclave. Cardinals from 70 countries are being sequestered as they prepare to hold their first vote to elect the next pope to succeed Pope Francis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic over there on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so here's the big problem. Eastbound I-70 is closed between Route 97 and Route 32. Two tractor trailers involved. One was carrying roof trusses, and they're all over the roadway with that. And then the medevac was also called. So I'm looking at the camera right here at Route 97. There is no eastbound traffic at all. I mean, absolutely vacant. Traffic westbound is getting by. They may slow a little bit at the scene. So you're going to get off at 97. You're going to go on 144, which is Frederick Road. You'll come back to Route 32 and then back on to I-70. So plan accordingly. That's interstate traffic now that will be getting onto a very small road there in that section of Howard County. It's going to be a while before all of this is cleared off the roadway on the eastbound side. Beltway is all backed up already. Parkville to Towson, the interloop with the bright sunshine in Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels are already sitting still. Heavy traffic south at both the tunnels beginning at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain to slow you down today. Blue skies, mild temperatures, 78. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers in the afternoon, 80 the high. Scattered showers Friday and getting cooler near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Glen Burnie, 57 degrees. Hunt Valley has 58 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Governor Wes Moore held its third bill signing ceremony of 2025 yesterday. Among the legislation signed into law was the Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act. The governor says the new law strengthens Maryland's public education system. Other measures signed aim to ensure greater access to state benefits for Maryland veterans and military families and strengthen ethical standards for Maryland's elected governors with a requirement to place all interests in a blind trust except those exempted by the State Ethics Commission. During a meeting of the U.S. Naval Academy Board of Visitors, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen called for the restoration of nearly 400 books removed from the Academy's library. The books were removed last month after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office reviewed and limited materials promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Van Hollen, who is a member of the board, says as the Naval Academy faces increased political interference, it is more important than ever to uphold the integrity of the institution, and that includes ensuring that its academic freedom is not threatened. Anne Arundel County's new automated red light traffic enforcement program begins today. The program uses fixed red light cameras to improve safety on area roadways. First cameras located at westbound Arundel Mills Boulevard at Arundel Mills Circle and northbound George Klaus Boulevard at Quarterfield Park Drive. A 30-day warning period goes into effect before citations are issued. 706 on WCBM, pick three lottery number was 638. Your pick 40268. And next, it's time on sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds began a six-game road trip in Minnesota last night, but they may have left their bats in Baltimore, stymied last night by the offerings of twin starter Pablo Lopez.
2-2 swung on a miss, and Pablo Lopez strikes out the side here in the top half of the first inning. All down on strikes, all swinging against Pablo.
All courtesy of Twins TV, and that was just the beginning. By the time it was all said and done, five Twins pitchers struck out 17 Baltimore batters, every one at least once. And the Twins snap a 10-game losing streak against the Birds. 9-1 was the final. On the ice last night, Caps beaten by the Hurricanes 2-1 on a Jacob Slavin goal, just 3:06 into overtime. Canes take a 1-0 lead in the series. Here's Caps forward Tom Wilson.
One game. I don't think anyone expected the playoffs just to be a straight line of ups. There's going to be ups and downs, and the next game is the biggest game.
Elsewhere, the Oilers set an NHL record with their fifth playoff comeback win in a row last night, 4-2 over the Golden Knights. Coming up in 30 minutes, all eyes now on Tyler Loop. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tower number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. You can join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. The FBI butchers a probe of the Steve Scalise shooting. James Comer alleging a cover-up with the Epstein files. Top story today, Christine Noem gets grilled on the Hill yesterday by the Democrats. Don't forget Ed Hale Sr. joining us in about an hour and a half to talk about whether or not he will challenge Governor Moore in a Democrat primary for governor in 26.
Right now, it's a 710 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Yesterday, Christy Noem went up to the Hill, or down to the Hill. I'm not quite sure where her office is, was in relationship to the Hill. She stopped in front of the Congress, at any rate, and had chit-chat. Our Republican questions were pretty pro forma. The Democrats also pretty pro forma in that they didn't really want her to answer any questions. They would make a statement that sounded like a question. As she seems to begin to answer, they say, "Reclaiming my time." And she looked like, well, dude, go ahead.
If I were a Trump cabinet official, I would just go sit down, then ask a question, I'd say, I'm going to follow the Constitution. That's it.
Period.
And that's it. And that way, they're histrionics and they're puppet show, and I'm reclaiming my time, all that stuff. Just, you got to cut them off at the knees.
You know, it's not as if she was there to filibuster. And that to me, look, if you get a witness in front of you, they decide to filibuster, fine. After a sentence, you can say, that's all we did on that. Next. I mean, you could do that politely. But instead, she would literally get out two or three words in a sentence, and the Democrats would cut her off. They'd ask her a yes or no question. Yes. Do you think it's a good idea to continue beating your wife? Yes or no? Now, I mean, so you can't answer that. Yes or no, you shouldn't continue beating, which implies you've been beating her in the first place. Those are the kinds of questions that she was getting from these people. The one Democrat who made herself look particularly stupid, I mean, all of them look kind of, frankly, out of their depth. But Christy Noem had a conversation with Rosa DeLauro. And DeLauro, what a trip. She's the one with the purple hair.
Oh, the one-eyed, purple-haired people eater.
Yeah, she said some stuff that's patently stupid. For example,
where is the evidence of the failure of FEMA?
We still have claims open from Hurricane Katrina. We have fire claims that are still unpaid to people who said they were due them 7 to 8 to 10 years old. They have never been paid by FEMA. So one of the worst things that the federal government can do is to stand up in front of the American public and say, we will be there, we will walk alongside you in the most horrible time of your life, and then never follow through on it.
Yeah, but of course, well, that you're abandoning people. You do away with FEMA and all the wonderful work it's done, then think about those people that actually did serve satisfactorily.
Well, so what the president has said is he's sick and tired of federal agencies that pick and choose who wins and who loses. He wants to make sure that the federal government's commitment, when it makes a commitment, that it follows through. So he's going to empower states.
The federal government is abdicating its commitment to the American people who find themselves.
It did certainly under Joe Biden's administration.
Let me just say this to you. As you know, FEMA's office of professional responsibility. Under the Biden administration, there was no evidence, no direction or agency or field leadership to discriminate against the
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to give you which was a charge.
They were skipping over
anybody with a Trump yard sign.
Exactly.
But no evidence that there was this. I mean, are you kidding me? 713 Talk Radio. I mean, that kind of stuff infuriates me. Look, there is reality right in front of you. It's always the who do you believe, me or your lying eyes? My God in heaven, there's testimony that they were deliberately skipping people in a disaster who had Trump yard signs. But no, there's no evidence of discrimination. Bull hockey. 713 Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays on I-70, two tractor-trailers involved, and eastbound I-70 closed between Route 97 and Route 32. Now, they're detouring traffic. You're going to get off at the ramp at 97. You're going to go down the first ramp to Route 144, and then that runs parallel to the interstate over to Route 32 and then back on to the ramp. Local traffic, you have an option to the north of I-70, and that would be Route 99. That might help you out a little bit for the local ride there, but the out-of-state traffic and everybody else is pretty much going to be on 144. All the normal delays in and around the Beltway. JFX, nothing major. Gets busy after Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels started early today, and they're still backed up. Heavy traffic. No reports of any problems up to this point, but we are delayed on both the tunnels as you're coming south from the city-county lot. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, mild today, 78, and then the rains return tomorrow, scattered showers, storms, 80, Friday rain, and cooling down to 70, but the weekend looking much nicer, especially for Mom's Day. Right now it's 57 to partly cloudy in Bel Air, 58 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Oh boy, it was a very entertaining presser yesterday in the Oval Office with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney visiting President Trump in the Oval. And first, a lecture on who needs who more, Canada or the United States?
This is a very friendly conversation, but we want to make our own cars. We don't really want cars from Canada. And we put tariffs on cars from Canada, and at a certain point, it won't make economic sense for Canada to build those cars. And we don't want steel from Canada because we're making our own steel, and we're having massive steel plants being built right now as we speak. We really don't want Canadian steel, and we don't want Canadian aluminum and various other things because we want to be able to do it ourselves. And we, because of, you know, past thinking of people, we have a tremendous deficit with Canada. In other words, they have a surplus with us. And there's no reason for us to be subsidizing Canada.
Yeah, we should not be subsidizing Canada at all. It's one thing to be free and fair trade partners. We basically are subsidizing Canada. And so much so that the president has joked, or maybe he's serious, about Canada becoming the 51st state. That came up yesterday in the Oval.
Just they get along very well. They like each other a lot.
Well, if I may, as you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace, that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever. But the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together. And we have done that in the past. And part of that, as the president just said, is with respect to our own security. And my government is committed for a step change in our investment in Canadian security and our partnership. And I'll say this as well, that the president has revitalized international security, revitalize NATO, and us playing our full weight in NATO, and that will be part of it.
And they have. I must say, Canada is stepping up the military participation because Mark knew, you know, they were low, and now they're stepping it up, and that's a very important thing. But never say never. Never say never.
Never say never regarding the sale or Canada becoming the 51st state. By the way, Carney called President Trump a transformational president during that Oval Office meeting. Took a shot at California Governor Gavin Newsom as well.
In California, a little train going from San Francisco to Los Angeles that's being run by Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Did you ever hear of Gavin Newsom? He has got that train is the worst cost overrun I've ever seen. It's like totally out of control. So then they said, all right, we won't go into San Francisco. We'll stop 25 miles short. And we won't go into Los Angeles. We'll stop 25 miles short. It's hundreds of billions of dollars for this stupid project that should have never been built. And then they realized that it would have been a lot less costly if we just gave limousine service back and forth and gave it free. They would have saved hundreds of billions of dollars. They have airplanes that go there for one one-hundredth the cost. And they have cars. They have a thing called the highway that goes back and forth. It's not fully utilized.
That's just incredible.
A thing called a highway.
He also announced yesterday that Yemen and the Houthis are capitulating for what they are acts of war against U.S. ships and other ships in the Suez Canal region as well.
We had some very good news last night. The Houthis have announced that they are not, or they've been announced to us at least, that they don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight. And we will honor that. And we will stop the bombings, and they have capitulated, but more importantly, we will take their word. They say they will not be blowing up ships anymore, and that's what the purpose of what we were doing. So that's just news. We just found out about that. So I think that's very, very positive. They were knocking out a lot of ships going, as you know, sailing beautifully down the various seas. It wasn't just the canal, it was a lot of other places. And I will accept their word, and we are going to stop the bombing of the Houthis, effective immediately. And Marco, you'll let everybody know that.
Yeah, well, the Houthis are still firing missiles, so I would not accept their word. Yeah. I would enforce it. Finally, Trump said there's a big announcement coming soon.
And we'll have maybe before the Middle East and Saudi Arabia. We're going to UAE and Qatar, and that'll be, I guess, Monday night. Some of you are coming with us. I think before then, we're going to have a very, very big announcement to make, like as big as it gets, and I won't tell you on what, but it's going to, and it's very positive.
Yeah, well, yeah. We don't know exactly, but speculation is it's a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel in the Gaza Strip. So
it could be Ukraine-Russia, too.
It could be Ukraine-Russia, too. Could see, be. Initially, it's not a trade deal. That's what he hinted. Yeah. It's not a trade deal. So
see, I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be an announcement about India, but then India yesterday afternoon said, okay, never mind. We're going to zero tariffs on a bunch of stuff.
Right.
So it looks like India, that domino we talked about in the fall, it looks like it's in the middle of it right now.
Cat out of the bag, and that's the way it went, Dave. 108 in the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Up men awning to batter. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so there's been a change on the wreck at I-70. They're now stopping the westbound side of I-70. So the medevac could lay it. And I was just looking at the camera at Route 32, and that's a fact. There's no traffic moving right now on the westbound side right at Route 32. Eastbound is already closed with two tractor trailers involved, lumber all over the roadway at Route 97. So the overflow traffic now, not a great way to go, but that's it. You have 144 to the south of the interstate, Route 99 to the north. And again, the local traffic, you know more about it than anybody else. Route 99 can take that on one side, but 144 is the primary detour route for the traffic through there. But they're holding you right now westbound so the medevac can get into the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, mild today, 78 before the rains come back tomorrow and on Friday as well. But the weekend and Mom's Day looking really, really nice. Partly cloudy, 56 in Columbia, 56 in Owings Mills. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up at 7:35, James Comer alleging a cover-up with the Epstein files.
Amazing. New York Attorney General Letitia James, she pops in out of the news, yesterday said that she's leading a coalition of 20 states in suing the Trump administration, this time over its cuts to public health funding and the Department of Health and Human Services, describing the efforts, quote, as the most sweeping and unlawful assault on public health in U.S. history. Which it's not. What they're trying to do is cut fat, waste, fraud, and abuse. But for talking points, hey, the Democrats think they have a winner here. And then she, realizing exactly how weak the case is, she thought, maybe if I yell at people, they'll take me more seriously.
You want me to sit in my seat and stand idly by and allow this craziness to happen? You elected me to stand up. You elected me to use the law. You elected me to go to court. You elected me to continue to challenge this administration. You elected me to stand up for the least of God's children. You elected me to continue fighting on. And I will fight on.
And also, you better put the toilet seat down next time. Oh, sorry. I'm just going to drift off there for a moment. Jonathan Turley, constitutional law expert, Professor Turley, yesterday said her lawsuit is insane.
This is truly insane. And this is just the latest such lawsuit to try to limit what this president can do.
Yeah, and the problem with that is there are a whole lot of lawsuits that can go in front of a whole lot of judges. So this president, or any, frankly, conservative president, as long as the makeup of the district courts is what they are, is going to face delay after delay after delay, and their agenda wouldn't be able to get started until like the third year of their presidential term.
This is the latest of a series of lawsuits by Democratic leaders around the country. And the problem for the Trump administration is they file before favorable courts in blue states, and they're getting these national injunctions. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten to the point of being absolutely absurd. It means that a president cannot govern unless you can basically run the course with 677 district court judges, any one of which can issue a national injunction.
Yeah, imagine that. You're playing a game, and you start the game down 677 points. Because that's what you're talking about here.
And this is why the Republicans have to entertain court reform.
Yeah.
And
that
Congress has the absolute constitutional power to change the courts, to reduce the number of district judges, to reduce the number of district courts. Used to be, years ago, there weren't nine, I think there were six. And there were Supreme Court justices had to travel to be part of the courts. So maybe we need to go back to that.
Yeah. Although,
because these activist judges are basically, they don't agree with the election, and they're putting their imprimatur, their foot on the scale, and they're impeding on the Article II powers of the presidency.
Plus, it would be kind of fun to see Sotomayor on horseback, riding into town from distant places. That would be delightful all in and of itself. Turley says, the point of what the Democrats are doing is delay, 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 delay. And he says, thank heavens, mid-month, the Supreme Court is going to take this issue up and perhaps deal a death blow to the idea that you could be one of 677 judges that can throw a monkey wrench into the administration's pursuit of its agenda, any administration's pursuit of its agenda. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling for years. They have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call today at 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting and service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Thieves have been stealing copper wire from athletic fields in Maryland and Carroll County. Copper wire was stolen from light poles at Deer Park in Westminster, along with Memorial Field and Magan Field. Over the past year, multiple copper wire thefts have also been reported in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties. Area law enforcement agencies investigating the thefts, and some jurisdictions replacing the copper with other materials or installing tamper-proof access panels. Power Plant Live has announced that Nevermore Hall will be taking over the space formerly known as Ramshead Live. Officials say the name of the venue is a nod to Edgar Allan Poe, and it'll feature new state-of-the-art production capabilities, reimagined interiors, and a renewed commitment to hosting the best in live entertainment. Wes Moore held his third bill signing ceremony of 2025 yesterday. Among the legislation passed into law, signed into law, was the Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act. The governor says that new law will strengthen Maryland's public education system. Other measures signed aim to ensure greater access to state benefits for Maryland veterans and military families and strengthen ethical standards for Maryland elected governors. And finally, during a meeting at the U.S. Naval Academy Board of Visitors, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen called for the restoration of nearly 400 books removed from the Academy's library. Books removed last month after Pete Hegseth's office reviewed and deleted materials promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Coming up on 7:32 on WCBM, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeet store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet store. The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
732, almost 733 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery 638, pick 4-0-2-6-8, and now it's time for traffic and weather on the threes. I'm Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on I-95 in Harford County. It's reportedly in the express lanes. That was the new express lanes going north near Mountain Road at Route 152. So if you're north of White Marsh and going out to Harford County, equipment is arriving there now. We'll keep an eye on that. But in the meantime, we could see a delay as well. Southbound, the big story this morning is this wreck on I-70. It occurred eastbound between Route 97 and Route 32. Two tractor trailers involved. Lumber spilled all over the roadway. Eastbound was blocked. Now westbound is blocked to let the medevac do its job and land in that area. So you're shut down at Route 32 west. You're shut down I-70 eastbound at Route 97. Route 99 to the north, 144 Frederick Road to the south, taking the detour traffic right now. Big delays and just the normal stuff, but backed up to the city line at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain to slow you down today. Blue skies, mild temperatures, 78. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers in the afternoon, 80 the high. Scattered showers Friday, and getting cooler near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Kate Povich took the hill last night for Baltimore, hoping to provide some answers for Brandon Hyde.
Baltimore's pitching staff is allowing just under 2 home runs per 9 innings, the highest ratio of any staff in the game. And Correa will add to it. This is a tape measure shot, second deck and then some. 5-0 on Correa's second here in 2025.
That call courtesy of Twins TV. No relief for the Birds last night. Correa's 458-foot blast, the exclamation point, on a 5-run third inning. The Birds manage only 3 hits. They strike out 17 times on their way to a 9-1 loss to Minnesota. It was the 10th in their last 14 games. The manager after the game.
That's the story. Yeah, we got nothing going offensively. Tuckey just had one bad inning. Just fired on a couple pitches. Gave us six innings. We just pretty empty offensively.
Now, before the game, though, a glimmer of hope in the pregame press conference from Hyde, this time on Zach Eflin.
He's going to throw a side tomorrow here, and then if all goes well, hopefully he will start for us one of the days in Anaheim over the weekend.
Meanwhile, back home, the Maryland Stadium Authority has approved plans for Camden Yards upgrades proposed by the Orioles, including an enhanced scoreboard in center field. Caps open their Eastern Conference semifinal series last night against Carolina, and boy, were the Hurricanes ready.
Now Orloff around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
2-1 the final on the Slavin goal. The Hurricanes 62 shots in all, 36 of them blocked by the Capitals. Ravens news, all eyes now turn to Ravens kicker Tyler Loop. Boy, we're saying that now. As he inherits the Ravens kicking mantle, big shoes to fill, of course. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on what he saw from Loop.
Oh, yeah, I watched the tape with Randy, took me through it. Randy saw him in person also. We looked through all the guys, and he's good. I mean, he's a talented guy. He's strong, and he's very consistent with his leg swing. I think he's one of these guys who's he's a kicking nerd. You like to see that. I mean, he's really into every detail and technique, and he studied Justin a lot. You know,
Loop spent 5 years at Arizona, including the COVID year, finished 67 for 80. That's 84% in 50 college games, the highest kicking percentage in Arizona history. Made program record 62-yard field goal last year against Houston. The time now is 7:37. When we return, John Doe standing up for Shadur.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, of course, no one's going to take this one seriously. I'm going to quote here from The Independent. This is a UK newspaper. Quote, a crestfallen Shadur Sanders enthusiast is suing the NFL for $100 million over the much-hyped quarterback's disappointing fifth-round draft pick, claiming he suffered, quote, emotional distress and trauma as a fan and a consumer because the 23-year-old phenom wasn't selected earlier.
So what else did Deion say?
frivolous claim should be dismissed with prejudice. He is taking number 12 after his mentor,
he
Tom
is.
Brady.
Yep, number 12. That's right. Exactly right. Even though he wore two in
so what round did he go in?
In high school, fifth.
And what round did Tom Brady go in?
Sixth.
Okay. Yeah. How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won?
Seven? More than six. Yeah.
Shadur, how many?
Yeah.
Shut up, Shadur.
It's interesting because, you know, attitude does mean something. Show up for a job interview, any job interview, and you spend time, instead of focusing on the interview, you're on your cell phone playing a game.
Or you're on your head. You're on your earphones, right?
Then, you know, you're going to have a little less respect for the person who might be employing you. That's just a universal. Yeah. And I guess he thought, I'm so good, I'm so hot, I'm so wonderful, I'm so Deion Sanders kid, that it doesn't matter what I do, they're going to have to draft me number one.
What did you think of me when I came in for my interview, Sean?
I thought you, again, the pajamas were a little bit alarming.
But, you know, it was comfortable in the atmosphere. I like that.
I was very comfortable.
I did. Yeah, you might finish brushing your teeth.
Bright orange pajamas.
Yeah. But, you know, you might finish brushing your teeth.
I said, I'm going to hire this guy immediately. Yeah. All right, Gary, thanks. 7:39. Congressman James Comer, in an interview with Benny Johnson, revealed what he might be the most damning development yet in the fight to uncover the truth behind the Jeffrey Epstein sinister global sex trafficking and blackmail network. The Epstein files may have already been destroyed, and the federal government might be complicit.
I hope James has the Epstein files, because I don't think the Department of Justice has them, or at least the Attorney General does not have them, or she would have turned them over. The President ordered them released. The Attorney General ordered them released. We all know they have not been released. And one of my biggest fears that I had, and I expressed this with Crash Patel and a lot of people, Stephen Miller, and a lot of people going into the new administration. I'm like, you know, I hope they're not shredding documents right now. This was a few weeks before the transition. I said, I hope they're not shredding documents. But you all need to go on that first day and try to get all this stuff released, because, you know, my fear is from what I've dealt with in investigations and in communication with this deep state apparatus, is they're probably in there shredding documents as we speak. So,
yeah, that's exactly what the, you know, whether it's Jay, it's been how many, you know, 50, 60 years, whatever, JFK, RFK, MLK, and now the Epstein files. When you give the deep state, when you give the government that much time to get rid of evidence, guess what? They're going to get rid of evidence. Yeah. And the task force on the declassification of federal secrets, led by Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, has been relentless in her pursuit of the transparency here. But Comer revealed that Luna is getting pretty frustrated by the stonewalling that is going on, even within the Trump administration.
If the government covers this up, I don't believe it's because of any love affair or affection for the Clinton family, just like I never believed they were hiding and covering for the Bidens because they loved Joe Biden. It was because they hated Donald Trump, you know, and they didn't want their agencies to be disrupted. The same thing with the Epstein files. I don't know this, but my concern is that that the government may have known a lot more and may have been an active participant, maybe with with the intentions of intelligence gathering. Who knows? But at the end of the day, I don't think the American people would be okay if the government knew that, that crimes against young women were occurring, and yet they did nothing to intervene.
Yeah. Sure, and this is why spying on the American people, spying on American politicians, the CIA or the NSA or whoever, you know, they have access to this kind of technology where they know exactly where you go, who you see. And just imagine, this is how the deep state keeps politicians and presidents in line.
Yeah, this may be, of course, their effort to eliminate in those Epstein files any reference to Ray Epps.
I don't know if Ray Epps would appear in those.
Who knows?
But who knows, right? Yeah. Who knows? But we do know there were Bill Clinton made numerous visits to Jeffrey Epstein's island. We know that recently Virginia Giuffre allegedly committed suicide. I don't believe that for a second. As we see some of the whistleblowers, some of the girls that were trafficked and that were taken advantage of illegally, unethically, etc., they've either died or they're being silenced. And now we're not getting the files because I don't think they exist anymore. I don't think we'll ever learn the truth behind JFK, MLK, RFK, or Jeffrey Epstein.
743, Talk Radio 680, WCBO, traffic on the threes all morning long. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Let's do that first. 410-WCBO-680 is our telephone number. That comes up in about 60 seconds after Chuck Whitaker. Chuck.
I brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Again, no change on I-70. Big wreck occurred eastbound at Route 97. Two tractor trailers involved, lumber all over the roadway. Injuries there. Medevac came in, landing on the westbound side. So no traffic eastbound moving, no traffic westbound. You're shut down at Route 97. You're closed off right now. I'm still looking at the traffic sitting still westbound at Route 32. So Route 99 to the north of the interstate, 144 to the south of the interstate. We're moving some traffic through there. Saw the wreck on 95 northbound near Mountain Road. It's in the express lane. Not a big deal right now, but a little bit slow. Heads up if you're coming up from White Marsh Boulevard in the express lane. And even on the main line, it looks like a state highway truck was in the left-hand lane northbound. But not a big problem there. Both the tunnels are all backed up. They started early back at the city-county line. And all the normal delays right now on 695. Memorial Day weekend just around the corner, so get ready now for summer driving conditions at Bernie's Automotive. Check your tires, your belts, your hoses, your coolant. Get it all done. The experts are right there. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and mild today, 78. The expected high sunshine, 58 in Ellicott City. And it is 60 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we have the 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. David and Glenn Burney is our contestant.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, David, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, at the Met Gala the other night, the theme was superfying black dandyism, sort of a Black Fashion Lives Matter. The most outrageous costume seen was rap performer Lisa, who wore a black leotard featuring Rosa Parks on her pubic area. Story two, a woman in Ohio got pulled over for an outstanding warrant on Monday. And while a cop was arresting her, her pet raccoon pulled out a meth pipe and tried to smoke it.
No kidding.
The raccoon was unharmed during the incident. And story three, U.S. Treasury Department, the Department of Government Efficiency, discovered that hundreds of millions of dollars in improper payments or requests were identified after going live with its first automated payment system last week. They found payments were flagged because of missing budget codes. They went to something called the Scranton Trust and the Delaware Development Fund.
Curious.
Established by?
Yojo.
The Biden family. All right. Story one, the superfying black dandyism. Story two, pet raccoon smoking meth. Or story three, Doge discovers maybe a secret back channel to the Bidens. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker.
Well, God only knows, I hope it's not one. I'm going to go two.
All right. Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I agree. This is a hard one. I think number three might be partially true, but I'm not sure if it's all true. So I think I'm going to say three.
Kristen goes for three. Mr. Bruce?
Yeah. There's the story number one is met. Story number two is meth. The only word that doesn't come up on story number three is something with M-E-T in it. It must be story three by that deductive logic.
It's brilliance.
Yeah, thanks.
On display. David and Glen Burnie.
I'm going with two.
David goes with two.
Going with Chuck.
Is that why you went with Chuck, or you really believe two is the fake news story?
Well, I thought it was either one or two, and then Chuck picked two, so I picked two.
So you followed Chuck. Would you follow Chuck anywhere?
No.
I will follow you.
That's good advice.
You know, listen, I go pretty nice places. You should get around sometime, you know?
Yeah. He does.
That was David, that was an invitation.
That's right.
Yeah, he wants you in his guest room
tomorrow. But here's the problem when you follow him, David. When you go into an establishment, Chuck gets in for free, and he turns around and says, the guy behind me is paying.
Never met the guy.
That's right. Story one, the Met Gala story is a true story.
Yeah.
Story true, the pet raccoon smoking the meth pipe. True story. Story three. They did find $334 million in improper payments, but nothing to do with the Bidens from Doge. David, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing the game. Get a chance to play a little bit later on.
Oh, Chuck, you sound so disappointed, man.
Yeah. Well, the gap continues to widen.
We feel sorry for you here. We really do. It must be crushing for you. Can you handle the disappointment?
I can handle anything you can throw, Bert. Because you throw like a girl.
I throw like a girl?
Yes, you do. I've seen pictures of you. It's not good.
Yeah, like Caitlin Collins.
Yeah. Folks,
don't even go there.
June 20th is going to be one for the ages. Yes, I just can't wait.
I'm not sure who's going to come out of this.
Hopefully everybody comes out of it. Just the question is, with reputation intact or not.
We'll be so badly.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We'll be so badly damaged.
This is supposed to honor his 50-plus years in traffic service and broadcasting. Who knows where this is going to go.
Yeah. Watch. Interesting. Earlier on, Chuck was talking about, was it Route 99? He said was basically for cattle drives. Which is interesting because it was one of the first reports he gave. Which is fascinating. That's why the reference.
You know, Bruce, I'm telling you, you're setting yourself up. This is going to be too easy.
I know. You're too smart for me,
you'll
Chuck.
You'll be coming crabs all night.
We're going to hand out little white flags, and it's going to be the mercy rule. So if someone on the dais holds up a white flag,
it's
going
to be like Santa Ana. No quarter, no mercy. Sons of bitches come there, somebody's going to get dragged out.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple, 7:50. 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Bum Bum.
Coming up at 8:37 this morning, Ed Hale Sr. is going to join us in studio. Talk about a number of things. The Key Bridge collapse.
8:37.
8:37.
Okay.
And that, of course, also his potential for challenging Wes Moore for the governorship in Maryland on the Democrat side of the aisle. So stay tuned for that.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, the smartest man on earth. Just ask him, Chuck Whitaker.
It's 8:37, Bruce. 8:37.
It's 8:37?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
When Ed Hale comes in.
I was just checking, yeah.
Okay, it's 8:37.
What time zone would that be, Chuck?
I don't know. What's it now? 7:53. Okay.
Yeah. How many minutes? How many minutes from now, Chuck?
I don't know. Hell, what the hell do I know?
What is that in dog years, Chuck?
Eastman. I'll talk now. How come the moderator never says anything here?
It's time for traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm going. Eastbound I-70. Eastbound I-70 still closed at Route 97. Westbound still shut down at Route 32. Problem is a big wreck. Eastbound medevac landed. Westbound Route 99 to the north. 144 Frederick Road to the south. Not working out very well. A lot of traffic backed up in that area in Howard County. Northbound 95. Heads up if you're going north of White Marsh Boulevard. There's a wreck at the north end of the express lanes right at Mountain Road. So there is some activity there on the roadway. It's not a major backup. And so far, southbound is looking at it, but not a big delay at this point. Both the tunnels are still backed up towards the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and mild today, 78. Right now, partly cloudy, 62 in Stevensville. It is 60 in Glen Burnie. Let's go to the phones. Barbara is in Baltimore.
Morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, and how are all you guys doing? I just had, I'm a bit curious about, you're talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and Jasmine Maxwell, Ghislaine, I think her name is pronounced, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been languishing in jail for a crime that wasn't committed, or wasn't committed. Has it been proven? That woman has been in jail all this time, and Jeffrey Epstein, it's just sort of everything is dying about him. And one thing I think everyone has forgotten about Ghislaine, she was a victim as well of Jeffrey Epstein.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell was not only a victim; she was also an enabler. She was.
I understand all that.
Right.
I understand she was an enabler, maybe, because Jeffrey Epstein is the criminal that number one is gone, but yet she is the one who's paying the price for everything that he did, including victimizing her. I understand that she became an enabler. But that could be a part of the Stockholm Syndrome, just like when people are kidnapped. But no one would give her that kind of consideration because of the seriousness of what the offenses are. But it just seems strange to me that this woman has been in jail for all of this time, and it's supposed to, she was sentenced to 20 years, yet no one could find the records to prove that any of it was true. And I don't hear anything about that. And I kind of think there's a little bit of a miscarriage of justice, in my opinion, about what has happened to her.
Well, and she's also kept her mouth shut.
Yeah, that's the deal. Yeah, she's kept her mouth shut.
Has she?
Well, otherwise we would know all about the Epstein files.
As far as we know. She may have cut a deal.
There's a whole lot of ambiguity around Jeffrey Epstein, and I think it's because of the people who were on that list.
And she may have said, you keep me alive, and I'll tell you everything you need to know.
That's very possible, because the people who are on that list, and we know how powerful the people on that list are.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, she's... I just feel, it's just my opinion, that this is a woman who is paying the price for everything that he did before they killed him. So, I don't know, I just felt like that.
It's a fair point.
I wanted to say that, because I never hear her name.
Yep.
I never hear her name, nothing mentioned about her, what condition she's undergoing in jail, nothing. It's all as if she doesn't exist, but she does exist, and she was a kid one time when he picked her up.
Mm-hmm.
And groomed her.
Right.
It's like kids are being groomed now. So, you know, we just have sometimes we seem to overlook some things about people when it's easy to do. And that's what I think has happened with her.
All right, great point. Fair
just
point.
An opinion.
Barbara, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Late yesterday, the FBI under Cash Patel released a revised look at the shooter who tried to kill all those Republican congressmen when they were off kind of practicing for the congressional baseball game. They changed a whole lot about what was in the first FBI report. The victim of some of that shooting was Steve Scalise.
If you go back to 2017 after the baseball shooting, the FBI, they ultimately let us know what their conclusion was, and that's when they said it was classified as suicide by cop. And I'll tell you, I was offended. I think all of us there were highly offended that was the conclusion that the FBI in 2017 came to, because it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. And more beyond that, the FBI in 2017, they decided to keep material from the report that would have shown that this was not suicide by cop. This was an attempted broad-scale assassination attempt of a number of congresspeople. The guy had a list in his pocket of more congresspeople.
Clearly politically motivated, and B, the FBI deliberately hid those facts.
Yeah, which is disgusting. Hey, don't miss out. The Memorial Day sale is going on right now. Rescue Natural Supplements, with rescue prices rising across the country. Rescue now is rolling back their prices back to 2010. Plus, you're going to enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Save with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Now, with your in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. These sales are going on through May 29th, so go shop res-q.com today. That's res-q.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The first major trade talks between the U.S. and China are now set.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and China's Vice Premier will lead delegations to Switzerland this weekend for the first major talks between the two nations since President Trump sparked a trade war that now has U.S. tariffs against China at 145% and Beijing's tariffs on U.S. imports at 125%. But the president predicted 2 weeks ago a fair deal would come. Ben Thomas, Washington.
India and Pakistan dispute details over India's deadly missile attacks into a Pakistani-controlled area of Kashmir, as well as across the border between the two nations.
Pakistan says the early Wednesday strikes killed over 20 people in what its leader called an act of war, while India has announced deaths from Pakistani fire in the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir. New Delhi says India's strikes targeted infrastructure allegedly used by militants and were punishment for, it says, Pakistan backing an attack last month. Islamabad denies that claim. Tensions are at their highest point since 2019, when both countries came close to war after a suicide car bombing in Kashmir. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An F-A-18 fighter jet landing on the USS Harry S. Truman Air aircraft carrier in the Red Sea went overboard, forcing its two pilots to eject. The incident marks the latest mishap to mar the deployment of the Truman. Real ID is now required for air travel within the U.S. Travelers will need real ID or a passport for domestic flights starting today. Passengers without those documents should plan for additional security checks and possible delays at the airport. The papal conclave is underway. Cardinals will be electing the next pope. Townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It's a big mess on I-70 this morning. It is a nice day. The roadway is clear, but we had two tractor trailers ran together eastbound between Route 97 and Route 32. No traffic, and I mean this roadway is completely empty of any vehicles eastbound and westbound. The problem is, I just saw a vehicle westbound, so hang on for that. Eastbound is closed because of the two tractor trailers involved. So they send you off at Route 97. You go down to 144. You go to Route 32, and then you come back up to the interstate. The medevac was on the ground westbound, and the last time I looked at it, and I'm going to look at it again right here, still not moving on the westbound side at Route 32. So that's backed up past Route 40 and backed up towards Marriottsville Road. Some of that traffic can use either 144 or Route 99. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain to slow you down today. Blue skies, mild temperatures, 78. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers in the afternoon, 80 the high. Scattered showers Friday and getting cooler near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up, Bel Air 55 degrees. Ellicott City has 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This news being brought to you by Vinny Steo with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steo at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. During a meeting of the U.S. Naval Academy Board of Visitors, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen called for the restoration of nearly 400 books removed from the Academy's library. The books were removed last month after Pete Hegseth, the Defense Secretary, reviewed and eliminated materials promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Anne Arundel County's new automated red light traffic enforcement program goes live today. The program uses fixed red light camera units to improve safety on area roadways. Cameras located at westbound Arundel Mills Boulevard at Arundel Mills Circle and northbound George Klaus Boulevard at Quarterfield Park Drive. Red light cameras will operate 24-7, and there'll be a 30-day warning period before citations are issued. By the way, the citation is going to run you $75. Thieves have been stealing copper wire from athletic fields in Maryland. In Carroll County, copper wire was stolen from light poles at Deer Park and Westminster, along with Memorial Field and Magan Field. Over the past year, multiple copper wire thefts have also been reported in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties. Area law enforcement agencies investigating the thefts and some jurisdictions replacing the copper wire with other materials or installing tamper-proof access panels. 8:06 on WCBM, Lottery numbers, pick 3638, pick 40268, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. I've got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds were in Minnesota last night, having beaten the Twins 10 times in a row over the last couple years. But they had no answer last night for Pablo Torres.
And struck him out on a fastball up and away. So back-to-back strikeouts. That's now six so far. First time through this Baltimore lineup.
Called on the Twins TV network, Torres would go on to strike out 11 in five innings, and the Birds would whiff 17 times in all against five Minnesota pitchers on their way to a 9-1 loss. Now, don't look now, but the Orioles have listed Charlie Morton as their probable starter tonight in Game 2. Morton's last three appearances have come out of the pen. His 976 earned run average is the highest in the majors among all pitchers with 20 or more innings. NHL last night, Hurricanes took Game 1 from the Caps in overtime, 2-1 the final, Game 2 Thursday night in D.C. Elsewhere, the Oilers win Game 1 against the Knights. NBA Pacers shocked the Cavaliers on a buzzer beater with 1.1 seconds to play, 121-19 the final. Pacers lead that series 2-0. Warriors beat the Timberwolves to take a 1-0 lead. And finally, Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty will not run in the Preakness Stakes, ending any chance of the Triple Crown for a 7th consecutive year. Trainer Bill Mott telling Preakness officials that he does plan to enter Sovereignty in the Belmont on June 7th. The time now is 8:08 when we re- no, it's wait, what are we doing? Coming up in 30 minutes. That's what we do. What's in a number?
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here in The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at more on Kilmar Abrego Garcia. There's news about him. Also, Ed Hale Sr. will join us in about 30 minutes or less on the Key Bridge collapse and on his potential to challenge Wes Moore in the Democratic primary. But top story for you this hour, we're a month after the end of the legislative general insane asylum here in Maryland. Leadership was back in the State House talking about the budget. Why are they talking about the budget? Because of the federal budget. The Trump administration is going to be making some cuts, not just to Maryland, but to all the states, and reducing the overall footprint of the federal government. And include, there's got to be $880 billion in Medicaid reform. And that is the fly in the ointment here. President Bill Ferguson, Senate president, told reporters that they're expecting an additional $430 million in cuts possible for the state. But they got about, $3 billion, I think, in surplus money that they carved out. So $2 billion of that will take care of any of these cuts. But the Medicaid cuts. And what's going to happen is Medicaid used to be for pregnant women and poor children. But unfortunately, it has expanded over the years. Able-bodied males are now collecting Medicaid as their health insurance. And that has there's going to have to be some reform there. Otherwise, the deficit will continue to explode at the federal level.
Well, you can thank, frankly, you thank Obama for that. Bill Clinton actually introduced workfare.
Right.
A lot of resistance from the Democrats during his administration. But it went through because Republicans thought it was a great idea as well. But then I believe it was during the Obama administration that Barack said, oh, you guys don't really have to work. So everybody said, oh, hell, then I'll just stay home.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal has a piece out just yesterday, if you're interested in reading it, on Medicaid reform. They're saying, Republicans, don't be timid here. You got to do what you got to do on Medicaid. Yes, it should be for the most vulnerable, for those that have slipped through the social safety net. But able-bodied men do not belong on Medicaid in any way, shape, or form. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost, she'll be with us Thursday morning on her in-depth segment. She questioned Senator Ferguson regarding the special session. Will a special session be needed later this fall?
If the General Assembly comes back in the fall for a special session, is it a possibility that we'll see another attempt to raise revenue in the state to cover some of the cuts that we're seeing at the federal level?
I don't foresee that as even a remote possibility. I think the challenge with coming back is that if it is necessary, it's because we're making even harder decisions about what more to cut.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that would be a first. If they go into special session and actually cut anything. It's not been my experience in the 40-plus years I've been in Baltimore and in the state of Maryland on the air here. I've ever seen them really cut anything from the actual budget. Projected growth, yes.
Yeah, they call that a cut.
Yeah,
We schedule a 10% increase, right. But now we're only increasing by 9.5%. You see, we've cut the budget.
And the state senator's minority leader, Steve Hershey, said you got to do something about Medicaid.
What we've been asking for, is there a way to push more individuals towards that, which is a paid plan? We need to focus on that a little bit more rather than, you know, trying to guess what's going to happen from the federal government with respect to Medicaid.
Are you talking about changing the eligibility requirements?
Exactly. And that's what you have to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do. You've got able-bodied men do not belong. Get out, get a job. Get health care coverage or earn enough money so you can purchase yours through the exchange. And stop parking on Medicaid. It's costing us a fortune.
813 right now. Another man who costs us a fortune, justifiably, we might note. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Hey there, money bucks.
He's worth every penny.
I know.
That's about what we pay.
That's about what it is,
right,
Casey.
That's exactly right.
I'm a very cheap laborer, you know that. 56 years doing the same job, and how much can you get when you're an old man, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Hire the handicap.
Yeah. It must be so sad.
It makes you want to cry.
Yeah, it does.
Speaking of crying, I bet these people on I-70 are crying. Today was your day to have the problem. We've had a lot of problems here the last several weeks. Today was a wreck. Two tractor trailers involved eastbound at Route 97. And one of those dropped a lot of lumber on the roadway, a lot of debris. They had injuries. The medevac was there. Eastbound is still closed. I'm looking at the camera right here at Route 97. There's no traffic. There hasn't been a car on I-70 either direction in more than an hour. Westbound was closed because the medevac was landing in that area, and they're still holding traffic just past Route 32 on the westbound side. One road to the north is Route 99. The road to the south is 144. That's where the traffic is right now, and it is a mess. It's backed up both sides of the roadway and the interstate with the heavy delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you got a break today. Weather Channel says it'll be sunny, dry, mild, and 78 tonight, 60. Tomorrow, scattered showers, storms return 80, and then it cools off Friday with rain all day, 70. But Saturday and Sunday, absolutely wonderful weekend. Mom's Day, good day to get out and celebrate with Mom. 61 right now and sunny in Glen Burnie. It is 60 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. So please, let's head to the circus. Enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, because this one's a special one. The clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a stop, and out steps. Well, I'll put it this way. I always like visiting alternate realities. You know, it's just kind of fun. No, can't do drugs, but I can always listen to Lawrence O'Donnell.
Joe Biden took an oath of office more than any other president. He took an oath of office 10 times, seven as a senator, twice as vice president, and once as president. And Joe Biden meant every word of that oath, including very much so the so help me God part of that oath. Joe Biden lived that oath of office. No president had more reverence for that oath than Joe Biden.
See, that's what it's like in the alternate reality lived in by Lawrence O'Donnell. Joe Biden had reverence for his oath of office. And he always obeyed his oath of office while he was enriching himself and his entire family, I guess. Thank you, Mr. O'Donnell, for reminding us how strange things can be when people don't... I mean, it's just, Lawrence, don't do drugs. Seriously, don't do drugs. Get out of here.
Yeah, he might be the next out the door, besides Joyless Reid.
Wow.
The Tennessee Star is reporting today. They confirmed that this week that Jose Ramon Hernandez Reyes, the already convicted human smuggler and repeat border violator, has admitted, under immunity, to hiring El Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia for a string of human trafficking operations across the United States.
Maryland man? He did that to Maryland man? Wow.
This is after the 2022 Tennessee Highway Patrol traffic stop where Garcia was caught transporting nine illegals without luggage through Tennessee without a license, driver's license. They pulled him over November 30th, 2022. So this individual who was the boss, Jose Ramon Hernandez Reyes, a convicted human trafficker, he pleaded guilty to conspiring to smuggle illegal aliens across the country, was sentenced in 2020. The bombshell was confirmed after the Tennessee Star got its hands on damning court documents, despite the overwhelming evidence, the cash, the fake Maryland driver's license, the contradictory statements, the gang affiliation, and a pattern matching known trafficking operations. ICE failed to respond when contacted, according to Fox News. After the Tennessee Highway Patrol took Abrego Garcia into custody, they contacted FBI for guidance. In a move that defies logic, Joe Biden's FBI ordered them to release him. Was he a criminal informant working for the federal government trying to capture human interest? Who knows what the truth is here? But he is not the Maryland father, the Maryland man, the innocent gentleman that has been. And now, of course, they've completely changed their tune in saying that it's all about due process. And so let's talk about due process for just a second.
It's amazing.
The right of due process is to protect citizens from their government, not to protect foreign trespassers. Chris, can you do me a favor and load Danny Savelos, please? Danny Savelos cut. The right of due process is to protect citizens from their government, not to protect foreign trespassers from removal. Due process guarantees the rights of a criminal defendant facing prosecution, not an illegal alien facing deportation. And an MSNBC legal analyst by the name of Danny Savella stunned the morning schmo when he revealed this.
Federal law allows for even broader and speedy removal than has been used in the past. And expedited removal, as you talked about, allows for summary removal. That means no entitlement even to a hearing, possibly within 24 hours. It hasn't been used as broadly as, say, the Trump administration might want to use it. But under the statute, it is permissible to remove aliens who arrive at the border and even those who have been here for 2 years. Although that 2-year provision you talked about is the lesser used in practice. But just because it isn't used very often doesn't mean it's not a part of federal law that can be used. And it will be used because it's permitted under federal law. The Congress, in its infinite wisdom, decided that aliens who arrive at the border, and they define people who arrive at the border as people who have even been here 2 years, if they have fraudulent documents, if they don't have sufficient documents, they can be removed in an expedited fashion unless they seek asylum. So
now, that does not preclude them being removed after 2 years, but it changes the due process requirement.
So if you come here within that 2-year window, out you go. Yeah. That is your due process, and that's the law. When they say by statute, that means that is the law. President Trump, Tom Homan, and ICE and the Border Patrol are following the law. It's the Democrats who are flouting the law, who are challenging the law, trying to cherry-pick the law on this particular issue. All right. Tim Kyle Electric has now branched out to Tim Kyle Electric HVAC. That same commitment to excellence and service and dedication they bring to an interior, exterior, electrical, wiring, landscaping, you name it, they now bring to your air conditioning, your heating, your ventilation, all of it. And right now, as we move into the warmer and late spring months and the warm and hot summer months, you want to make sure that air conditioning is operating at peak efficiency. So call Tim Kyle, schedule your appointment to come out. They'll perform maintenance on it. They'll check to make sure that it's operating properly, if it has a proper level of coolant in it, and if the filters are up to snuff, you name it, and they'll make sure that air conditioning, when you need it, it's going to be working and working efficiently, not costing you an arm and a leg. But those electrical rates are coming, they're going to skyrocket again in June. So call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can check him out online, timkylecompany.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Great Britain takes a major turn right. Starmer is out.
Right, right, you bloody well right.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 823 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
So, of course, the big story continues with I-70. Two tractor trailers ran together more than an hour ago now, eastbound at Route 97. The road has been blocked ever since. The westbound traffic has been closed because of the medevac and some of the cleanup operations which are underway on the eastbound side. So I'm looking at the camera here. Westbound, sitting still. Eastbound, sitting still. Apparently now there's a report of an accident after Mount Airy, also on I-70 eastbound. So it's not a good situation. Beautiful day. Traffic is not moving. And the only way around it that runs parallel, Route 99 to the north, 144 on Frederick Road to the south. They are not used to having interstate traffic on those roadways, so it's going to be really creeping and crawling all the way through there. And from what we hear right now from State Highway, going to be a while. A lot of cleanup has to be done. We had injuries, we had all kind of debris on the roadway, and I-70 remains closed in that area in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, mild today, 78. Right now, sunny, 60 in Bel Air, and it is 63 in Edgewater. We unfortunately have another juvenile that has been arrested and charged as an adult with attempted murder in connection with a shooting last month at a convenience store in southwest Baltimore. A 28-year-old victim was shot. Suspect fled the scene. Don't know yet, but I'm guessing this 16-year-old probably has a number of priors as a juvenile, because basically they've been allowed to run wild in the streets of Baltimore and, for the most part, the state of Maryland without any kind of consequence or punishment. And it might be one of the reasons why is Wes Moore appointed Vinny Schiraldi, his book buddy, up in New York, to reform the Department of Juvenile Services. Well, a recent state legislative audit has revealed significant operational deficiencies within the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services. The audit says a lack of processes to ensure previously reported deficiencies have been corrected, and to confirm that criminal background checks have been conducted on employees. The audit uncovered one employee who works directly with juveniles has a criminal record, including convictions for assault and possessing a dangerous weapon. Gee, it's almost like he was a Safe Streets employee.
Wow.
Maybe that's where they're getting most of their hires, from Safe Streets. The department hired Joel Castone, a convicted murderer, who now serves as a administrator as well. Nice stuff, isn't it?
That's great.
Over a three-year period, DJS paid 57% of its vendors with direct voucher payments, which bypass the normal purchasing process, are difficult to track. Auditors found that DJS also paid $1.5 million for an invoice that had been previously denied. The audit also revealed DJS employees were working double shifts without supervisor approval, but that's probably the least of their problems. You know, when they're hiring convicted murderers, people with rap sheets to counsel, you know, the thugs,
yeah,
the juvenile thugs that are the ones that just happen to be detained. It can't be that many. I'd like to know how many are actually detained in juvenile services, because most of them end up, they commit a really violent crime and get charged as an adult. I wonder how many are actually being detained there and not put on ankle monitors, because we know that is a mess. So this is basically, the DJS is what this audit has concluded, is in chaos. Staffing, spending, hiring, and the job they're supposed to do, they're not doing it. And this is 3 years in to Vinny Schiraldi's term.
Now, are these kids on ankle monitors? Are they being, I mean, in any fashion? Or is it just simply, okay, you're here with juvenile services, have a nice day?
Yeah, we don't know. We'd have to do a forensic accounting of that.
I'm sure they're right on top of that, Sean.
Yeah, I'm sure they are as well, just like they are on top of everything else. But this is the problem. Mayor Scott and Governor Moore can crow all they want on national television and in interviews about the homicide rate being down, carjackings down, whatever. But the issue really is the explosion of juvenile crime in the city of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. And it's so sad because it doesn't have to be that way. There's a very easy fix to all of this. But they're just, you know, they're and that's who I blame, really, because if the constituents would vote for consequences and
consequences.
Punishment,
yeah,
then we'd be getting it. Right now, the constituents of Baltimore City and voters of the state of Maryland don't care if there are juveniles running around committing crimes. They don't want them locked up in any way, shape, or form.
I wonder how Ed feels about that, Ed Hill.
Well, he'll be here to tell us in about 10 minutes or so.
That will be an interesting conversation, because there's so much going on in the state that is just wrong. But he's going up against, you know, a guy who's purportedly on the short list to do something in Washington, D.C. in 2028. We don't know what yet.
He's not running now, he says.
Yeah, now, today.
Right.
Right. But next week, no guarantees on that.
Well, you look at it, you've got the education system is in complete shambles. You financially, you just imposed a $1.7 billion tax increase on Marylanders. The state is not a good state for people to retire in. You now have the public safety issue, which rears its ugly head.
Yeah.
And you have this fiscal mismanagement of surpluses, both at the city level and the state level. Maryland is in need of a fiscal enema.
And with that conversation comes up in around 5 minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines still hesitant to sell because of the low inventory in the marketplace and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, this sounds like you. You should know that you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home, just the perfect home, and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell? Would you move on? If you said yes, please listen up. Vinny Steele is Maryland and Southern Pennsylvania's real estate genius, man. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland and Virginia, Maryland and Pennsylvania, rather, real estate expert Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny Steele. Telephone number is 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Call Vinny today.
Coming up next, Ed Hale Sr. in studio as our special guest. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Governor Wes Moore held his third bill signing ceremony of 2025 yesterday. Among the legislation signed into law was the Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which the governor says the new law strengthens Maryland's public education system. Other measures signed aim to ensure greater access to state benefits for Maryland's veterans and military families, and strengthen ethical standards for Maryland's elected governors, with a requirement, as an example, to place all interests in a blind trust, except those exempted by the State Ethics Commission. During a meeting of the U.S. Naval Academy Board of Visitors, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen called for the restoration of nearly 400 books pulled from the Academy's library. Books were removed last month after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office reviewed and limited materials promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Anne Arundel County's new automated red light traffic enforcement program goes live today. The program uses fixed red light camera units to improve safety on area roadways. The cameras located at westbound Arundel Mills Boulevard at Arundel Mills Circle and northbound George Klaus Boulevard at Quarterfield Park Drive. The red light cameras will operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there'll be a 30-day warning period before citations are being issued. By the way, when they kick in, it's $75 per violation. And thieves have been stealing copper wire from athletic fields in Maryland. In Carroll County, copper wire was stolen from light poles at Deer Park in Westminster, along with Memorial Field and Magan Field. Over the past year, multiple copper wire thefts have also been reported in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Harford, and Howard counties. Area law enforcement agencies investigating the thefts, some jurisdictions replacing the copper wire with other materials or installing tamper-proof access panels. 8:32 on WCBM coming up next. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling as a single session, PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick 3 lottery, 6-3-8. Pick 4, 0-2-6-8. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the westbound side of I-70 is open just in the last 5 minutes. It's opened up now at Route 32, and I see traffic moving at Route 97. So we're just now on the move on the westbound side. Eastbound, 2 tractor trailers ran together more than an hour and a half ago. Eastbound at Route 97. And with that, the eastbound lanes are still closed. We had lumber all over the roadway, so that remains in effect. The accident that was near Mount Airy on I-70 eastbound is on the shoulder now near Route 27. So eastbound, you're still detouring onto Route 97 down to 144. 144 runs parallel. You'll pick up the interstate then at Route 32. But at least now, thankfully, the westbound traffic is moving. Had a new wreck in Columbia. Just a heads up for that. Eastbound on Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No rain to slow you down today. Blue skies, mild temperatures, 78. Tomorrow, scattered thundershowers in the afternoon, 80 the high. Scattered showers Friday and getting cooler near 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be Charlie Morton on the hill for Baltimore tonight as they take on the Twins in Game 2 of their series. Birds needing that fifth starter now until the return of Zach Eflin, which yesterday manager Brandon Hyde said could be imminent.
He's going to throw a side tomorrow here, and then if all goes well, hopefully he will start for us one of the days in Anaheim.
And not a moment too soon, if last night was any indication.
Baltimore's pitching staff is allowing just under 2 home runs per 9 innings, the highest ratio of any staff in the game. And Correa will add to it. This is a tape measure shot, second deck and then some. 5-0 on Correa's second here at 2025.
That call courtesy of Twins TV. No relief for the Birds last night. Correa's 58-foot blast. The exclamation point on a five-run third. Birds manage only three hits, strike out 17 times on their way to a 9-1 loss to Minnesota. It was the 10th loss in their last 14 games. Here's Hyde afterwards.
That's the story. Yeah, we got nothing going offensively. Like, just had one bad inning. Misfired on a couple pitches. Gave us six innings. We just pretty empty offensively.
Ravens selection of Tyler Loop practically ensures, of course, that the rookie kicker will win the job in 2025. Loop was asked after the draft how he would characterize himself.
I'd say the one thing that I hang my hat on is loving, being a student of the craft.
The Texas native ironically grew up admiring Justin Tucker. College football news, Clemson and Notre Dame announcing a 12-year scheduling agreement beginning in 2027. A former University of Maryland football player has been arrested and charged with murder after a deadly Florida bar shooting that happened over the weekend. 24-year-old Avante Williams was arrested and charged in connection with an early Saturday morning shooting that killed one man. Williams played 2 years at the University of Miami, was dismissed after battery charges were filed, transferred to Maryland in 2023. Caps dropped game one under a barrage of shots by the Hurricanes last night. 2-1 the final in overtime. Alexi Protas had the lone Caps goal.
They're a hard team. They're tough to play against. But I think it started from us today. We weren't good enough in D-zone breakouts, and as a result, couldn't connect to the ozone.
Game two tomorrow night at the Capital One Arena. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. In studio, we are joined by Ed Hale Sr. He has run shipping, trucking companies, worked real estate development, CEO of First Mariner Bank, owner of the Baltimore Blast, and a pretty experienced individual when it comes to business. And he joins us in studio. Ed, thanks so much. Good to see you again.
Hey, nice seeing you guys. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
The last time we spoke, it was the morning of the Key Bridge collapse.
Right off the bridge.
You called in to talk about that, and we were just talking off the air, and you stated that not much has happened since then.
Well, I thought that an orderly way to go about fixing the bridge would be to, get the bodies removed, do the humane thing there, and get controlled demolition out of Hunt Valley, let them come out. They're here. Why do we have to get somebody else to come in and do the demolition? They're here. Get them in. We have engineers and architects, and we also have really excellent builders here in the state. Get them to come in. Start them now. There's two bridges in the country, the one in Charleston and one in Boston, that are suspension bridges. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Get it started now with the approaches to the bridge, make it higher, make it wider, and put bumpers in front, but we should start it now. We also should start to sue everybody that had any participation in this now. And the funding should be, I thought that the funding from the federal government just to get it going would be easy with our congressmen and senators asking for it, because this is a catastrophe.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't happened that I'm aware of. And it's funny, after I got off the air with you guys, and I'm driving on, and some guy got on right afterwards and said, and he was obviously a bureaucrat, and he says, well, there's a process we have to go through. I just don't agree with that.
Yeah, there was also a guy that came on and said there were electrical problems with that ship while it was in port.
Correct.
So that's all. You talk about suing people. There's a lot of liability here. But
let me tell you one other. There was I was the banker for the Bay Pilots. The Bay Pilots are great people, good guys. They're the ones that are going to lead the ship in, lead the ships out. So I was the banker for them for many years. The head of the Bay Pilots was on my bank board at First Mariner Bank. There was one ship that came in, a med shipping ship, came through the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Chesapeake Bay Bridge now. And came in and lost power. And it ended up running aground at Sandy Point. Now, just think about that. You know, with the force of that ship and the weight of the ship.
How long it took.
You know, it would have taken that bridge out. You know, what would happen to our economy over there? I live over there. So
right.
Ocean City, I mean, it would have been so bad. So something's got to be done with this. I mean, we have to do it.
Why hasn't it moved forward then, Ed?
For the life of me, I can't figure it out. I don't know why. You know, I've built so many buildings, and big ones, small ones, shopping centers, things like this. But, you know, I was told that my tower that I built in Canton would take three and a half years. I built it in like a year and a half because I kept on pushing and pushing and pushing. I didn't lay down. I didn't wait. I just pushed nonstop, and it got done. And I think that it takes somebody to do that at the head, you know, and obviously that didn't happen.
Well, there used to be a guy in government here, forget his name offhand, who used to say, do it now. And he seemed pretty effective at making things happen now. Is that the kind of approach that you would bring should you decide to enter the political sphere?
Well, precisely. You know, I don't think you have time to waste, especially with something like this, because, you know, immediately, as soon as that ship went down, I saw it on TV. I got up because I'm an old dude. I see that thing go down, and I thought, all the hazardous cargo is
right.
Going to now have to go on the beltway, not through the tunnels, because you can't do that.
Right.
That's going to create a major problem.
Which it has.
Yes, it has. So
you have recently given several interviews in which you have floated the idea that you are considering a run to challenge Governor Moore in the Democrat primary in 26. Where are you in that decision?
Well, you know, I'm considering it. I really am. And I'm going to, I've hired a pollster. Mm-hmm. We all know Patrick Gonzalez.
Sure, sure.
You know, I think he's been here a lot.
Yeah, I know Pat well.
Yeah, he's pretty sharp. After you get over the first time you're meeting him, he knows what's happening.
Yeah.
And so I actually gave him a deposit a couple days ago, and it's on. You know, I'm going to at least find out what it's going to be. It may come out that Ed Hale's the worst human being ever or whatever, and and he's not suitable.
So you're polling you.
Yeah.
You're trying to find out what your name recognition is and what people think about you.
Right, and some specific things, too. Like, how do you feel about Schiraldi? How do you feel about, punishment?
Mm-hmm.
If you commit a crime.
Consequences.
Yeah, that's right. If you commit a crime, you're going to pay the price. Somehow there's got to be some accountability, and there's none right now. I can tell you firsthand about that. So, yeah, I want to do that, and I definitely think, I cannot believe what's happened with economic development in this state.
I pause that thought for just a second. We'll come back on that. Business environment in Maryland, and especially for retirees and small businesses here as well. It's 843.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Some people call the bridge going down the Chuck Whitaker Full Employment Act. Chuck, good morning.
Thank you. Did I hear Ed say he was sending me a deposit?
Yes, exactly right, Ed.
Well, when I said character...
I knew it.
When I said character, you must have perked up.
I'll stand out at the mailbox and wait for it.
Don't forget, the roast is coming up on the 20th of June.
We're going to collect a dollar for the slush fund from everybody comes in. Eastbound I-70 still closed at Route 97 in Howard County. Two tractor trailers almost 2 hours ago now ran together, and one was carrying roof trusses. And the lumber is all over the roadway. All of that has to be cleaned up. No traffic east on I-70. You have to exit at Route 97 down to 144 and then over to Route 32. They have reopened the westbound side. We still have delays in and around the Beltway. It's all the normal stuff. Both the tunnels are still busy. They moved down a little bit, but basically Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway for both the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says sunny, dry, and mild today. 78, the expected high. Right now, 63 in Annapolis. It's 61 in Columbia. In studio with us is Ed Hale, Sr., owner of the Baltimore Blast, and, of course, the First Mariner Bank. And Ed, as you just heard, is commissioned to poll pollster to take a look at a few issues and his personal polling to determine whether or not he's going to toss his hat into the ring to challenge Governor Moore as a Democrat in the primary. This session, Ed, $1.67 billion tax increase on Marylanders, the largest in history. A 3% tech tax on most tech companies. And recently, IonQ, which is a big quantum computing firm, they decided even with the carve-out for their company, they're relocating to Tennessee. We're hearing this more and more. People, businesses moving, people retiring out of the state. Is this one of the main motivating factors for you?
Yes. And I let me be specific. I was on Governor Martin O'Malley's committee with businesses. It was myself, Chip Mason. This is the old days, yep, when O'Malley was a governor. So we're down at the governor's mansion, and he has a breakfast, and he has a whiteboard up. He's like, we're going to raise this tax, this tax, this tax. And he gets saying, we're going to do a tech tax. It was going to be 2% at that point. So I'm sitting there, and Chip is there, a few other business guys. And Martin says, what do you think we ought to do? I said, and everybody looks at me because I'm going to speak up. So
right.
He said, look at me. And I said, well, Martin, the first thing I'm going to do is when I leave here is I'm going to call and get our tech guys, and we're going to move to Delaware. Chip said, I'm going to be right behind him. That's a real conversation that we had. So he says, well, let me X that one off. So that literally happened. So to have that happen again is crazy. And taking it down, I just got tires on my car. So I'm over at Brooks Huff in Towson. They're going to have a $10 tire tax now.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's accumulating. If you've got a $3 billion or $60-some billion budget in the state of Maryland, why don't you cut it a certain percentage to make up for, just make some cuts to
right,
make up
right.
for the whatever the shortfall is going to be. Don't raise taxes.
Okay, one of the presumptions that always strikes me that folks on the left make is they operate on a static analysis of the numbers.
Right.
They say, we need this many dollars, let's raise taxes that many dollars, we're good to go. What they don't consider is actually we live in a dynamic world, and that each tax, each fee has a consequence. As Sean just mentioned, you have tech companies saying, well, we're not staying here if you're going to tax us like that. During the millionaire's tax, guess what? A lot of millionaires left. During the luxury boat tax, kill that industry in this state. Do they not understand by now that you can't simply keep raising taxes on the population because you lose that part of the population that can pay taxes?
Well, money is mobile. You are going to go someplace. You're going to go a place where you don't have to spend as much money. That's
yes.
it. And the surrounding states, if you saw the governor of Virginia was on yesterday, I forgot what show, maybe it was Fox Business, talking about how many cranes they have in the air, how much they are welcoming. They have shovel-ready pieces of land ready to go for people. They're welcoming people in. Now, what we have is we had the FBI is now in doubt. Barbara Mikulski, Ben Cardin, they were all, you guys know this, that they were trying to get that in here
right.
for decades. And so now that's not going to happen. The commanders are leaving.
Right. They're going
and
back to
Six
D.C.
Six Flags. That was last week.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you think about just the combination of those three things happening, that's pretty damning, and that speaks volumes.
Well, I think one of the damning things was a Democrat delegate himself. I think his name was Crosby. He owns a tech
yes.
software company.
He's like gone.
He moved
yes.
and voted for it anyway.
Yeah.
It's insanity what's going on here. Let's talk a little bit about public safety because you raised that just moments ago. The mayor of Baltimore and the governors are crowing on national television interviews that they believe that homicide rate is dropping and that the carjackings are dropping, and that may be the case. Depends on who's keeping the stats. But we have a juvenile crime problem in the city and the state. What do you propose to do about that?
Well, I brought this up, and I was told it's a non-starter. You go downtown, you get carjacked, your car is stolen, it gets damaged, mm-hmm. you have to rent a car so you can go back and forth here to WCBM. You're going to do that. Sure, you're going to be at $10,000, $20,000. Who is going to pay for that? If you have a 15-year-old or 14-year-old kid that does that, gets a report filed and goes home. When are the parents going to start parenting? Why not? Yeah, and I hear there's a law on the books that you are responsible as the parent. Why not get a civil suit, get a judgment against them? Now, that people say, well, they don't have any money. Well, I think that that might be the beginning of some parenting, because right now there is no parenting in the city.
Would you deny them benefits if they were on benefits?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's many things that are, would be punitive that are not happening right now that's got to happen. You know, I'm from Edgemere, Sparrows Point area. You did something like that, not only did your parents beat you, your neighbors would beat you. They would turn just you
for,
in.
Just for, I'm not going to ask how many beatings you got, Ed.
Just for the sport of it.
Can you stay with us to the top of the hour? Because we have a few more questions.
Sure.
All right, we'll stay with Ed Hale Sr. here. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. The best in the morning drive available each and every day. And right here, WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Great Britain takes a major turn right. Starmer is out.
Right, right, you're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say.
Kristi Noem makes mincemeat of Democrats on Capitol Hill.
Hey, what?
And the governor of Maine and her sister make a lot of money off transgenderism.
We just want to pop your
law. The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are the morning drive. Casey and Elliot, Ed Hale has been kind enough to say, yeah, I'll hang around to the top of the hour, which is good news for us because we have more questions to ask. I'd hang in there for just a moment or two because we're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker, the man who will always be employed doing something for some conversation, and then back to you. It's 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and here he is, Mr. Chucky.
There is no change on eastbound I-70. Still closed if you're coming in from Mount Airy. You're getting on at Route 97. It's shut down at Route 97 because of two tractor trailers involved in the wreck early this morning. So we looked at some of the data. And, you know, everybody now goes down onto Frederick Road, eastbound Frederick Road to Route 32. Then you have to come back onto Route 32, get back onto the ramp at I-70. So all of that out there, West Friendship area, all of that is backed up. Some of the local traffic could be up onto Route 99. They've reopened the westbound lanes of I-70 after Route 32, so that's much better, but there is no traffic moving on the eastbound side. Leftover heavy traffic, normal delays right now going south into both the harbor tunnels. There's going to be some leftover pockets have heavy traffic still in and around the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, mild today, 78. It's sunny and 63 in Dundalk and 64 in Edgewater. Ed Hale Sr. is in studio here till the top of the hour. Ed, it is being reported that Governor Moore has $4 million in the bank for his next campaign. So I would imagine the heavy lift here for anybody deciding on the polling data when that comes back, because I know you really want to do this, how are you going to resonate with Democrat donors and business donors? Are you confident that they're going to be able to support an Ed Hale Sr. campaign?
I have not asked anybody for a nickel yet. You know, and when I do, I will ask. If it looks good that I have, you know, a pathway to do this, I will go and do it. You know, I'll see what I can do to raise money. And right now, you know, I paid Patrick, you know, through my own funds. And at the end of the day, I'm not bashful about doing that. I don't like it, Like, I could never be a congressman. You know, I mean, every 2 years, you know, Rupertberger, who's my neighbor and friend, I said, Dutch, how do you do this? Yeah. You know, but if I do it like I do it now, and it would be the last time I ever do it.
Okay, let me ask you. Sean just something that it's an interesting presumption that we know you want to do it. Do you want to do this, or is this something that you're considering doing because you see no other path for Maryland to succeed as a state?
Well, I'd like to do it because I think I can probably help and be pretty pragmatic and have a lot of common sense. Okay. I really do. Looking at it as a Republican or a Democrat, the obvious thing is you got to be a Democrat to win in this state. I don't believe that I could. I just don't think I could leave here in good conscience. It's going to say, oh, he's full of crap. Listen to that.
Yeah.
I can't leave here leaving it like this. I've got my grandkids here. My kids are here. Some of them are out of state, but I can't see leaving here. I just can't. And by the way, I don't care about living in the mansion or any of that sort of stuff. I don't care about that. I live down in the Eastern Shore and up here in Baltimore. You know, wherever I happen to be at the end of the day, that's where I'll go. I don't want to go there and have the trappings of the office.
Yeah, but the last three governors.
You got a great parking place.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Westmore says he's not running now.
No.
But everything he's doing looks like he's running in 28. You had Larry Hogan, who was interested in national office. You had Martin O'Malley interested in national office. Do you have any interest at all in running for national office?
Absolutely not. No.
All right, we're just getting it out there, just in case. You know?
No. I'm here for 4 years for Maryland. That's what I am. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I'm 78, addressing the big gorilla in the room. I still have my faculties. I call my doctor. Yeah. Am I good to go? He said, yeah, you're good.
Okay. When you talk about the big gorilla in the room, are you talking about Sean or me? just wanted to clear about this.
No comment.
Very good. See, that's his first political answer.
How big is Chuck these days?
Chuck has actually dropped a lot of weight. So
really?
Yeah. He's looking good.
Good.
You know, we're doing a roast for him at Jimmy's Famous Seafood Friday, June 20th.
Well, so. I really, really enjoy the byplay with you guys. I really do.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
Let me ask a quick question. What do you see as Governor Moore's biggest weakness?
Well, I think right now he's going to leave. I mean, you know, you've got the you had a surplus, now it's a deficit. So there's a $5-6 billion swing. I think that's.
So you don't believe the I'm not running thing?
Oh, no. I do not believe that. Nobody does. I mean, I know you don't. Most of my friends don't. And I actually thought that, if Kamala Harris didn't do it, I thought he would have been probably one of the candidates they would have had that would be most plausible to win.
No, you talk to a lot of Democrats, and his name always comes up. So
yes.
He's on their radar, that's for sure.
Yes.
But your concern really is the state of Maryland.
That's I'm going to be here.
You've lived here most of your life, and you've owned businesses here. You own the Blast. You have a legitimate concern for the future of this state.
Right. You know, other than the military, when I was away in the military and I did some other things for the government, you know, I've been here, and that's the way it is. I'm a homer, as much of a homer as it gets.
All right. Ed, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Okay.
And
thank you, guys.
We'll have you back once you make the decision.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
That's Ed Hale, senior, folks. And again, we'll see what happens. Our good buddy, Tim Munson. I just want to tell you about Tim. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about the company that I personally do stand behind, put my imprimatur on. That's AES Builder and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43 plus Super Service Awards and A plus ratings with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity, craftsmanship. They never cut corners, they never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer. For the first 25 new customers calling in, AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen or bath remodeling. So, call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Tell them Sean told you to call. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. And don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE. Kim Klasick is up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.